the opener and come from behind fashion. Then the Loons won three in a row, setting up yesterday. All Great Lakes had to do was win. They would capture the series, but they didn't. A stellar pitching performance and big swings late.
Yes, indeed. Lansing put it together yesterday. Estes, 5 1/3. Then Whittlesey came in, no runs allowed, and 2 2/3 with a couple of strikeouts. And then Trayson Kubo, he did give up the home run on the first pitch of the ninth, but then settled in after that. And Lansing got some insurance from Lawrence Butler, as Jesse mentioned, late in that game to push it to 4-1. Really good for the Nuts. Bookend of this series so far, winning the first and winning yesterday and a chance to win today to split things up with the Loons on the road, which would be pretty impressive because the Loons have been the hottest team in the Midwest League.
Let's go back to last night. It was the seventh inning. It was a game tied up 1-1, and Patrick McCall stepped up to home plate with a teammate aboard.
Here it is from Hobbs. And it's pulled hard up the first baseline. It stays fair and rolls deep into the corner. This will easily score Butler from second base. He's on a jog around third and in. Now the throw comes back to second. The cutoff man chucks it to third base, but McCall is already standing on the bag. A triple for Patrick McCall.
And that gave the Lugnuts a 2-1 lead. McCall later came in on an RBI fielder's choice by Drew Swift, and that made it 3-1. Well, 3-1 it was, going to the top of the ninth inning, and there Lawrence Butler flexing his muscles, oppo.
And the next pitch is torched deep to left field. Back goes DeLuca. He leaps at the track, and it's beyond the fire pit. One hopping over the outside railing onto Buttle Street. Lawrence Butler, solo home run. Take that for insurance.
That's our good friend Brad Tunney with the call on MILB.TV. And the Lansing Lugnuts went on to win the ball game 4-2. And that brings us to today. We've got an interesting pitching matchup for you today. The lefty Lyle Lockhart for the Great Lakes Loons. But for the Lansing Lugnuts, well, a surprise. And we'll tell you about him as Lugnuts pregame rolls on.
Doug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Approaching first pitch from Dow Diamond, the Lugnuts and the Loons in the finale of a 6-game set. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Let's go over the starting pitching matchup now, Adam. Lyle Lockhart gets the start for the Loons. He started last Tuesday in the opener. But on the other side for the Lansing Lugnuts, how about Hogan Harris just off the injured list?
Well, it's great to see Hogan back. He's made his way back a couple of times, and we thought that he would be. Fortunately, his last outing was May 4th against West Michigan, just an inning. He's only tossed 4 innings in 3 outings this year. So a little shortened stint on the IL and back here for the last couple of weeks in May, and we'll see how far he can go today and what he can do today for the Lugnuts on the Hill. And
then we anticipate Stevie Emanuels following him to the mound. Look, yesterday the whole key to the game was a strong Lugnuts pitching performance against the Loons offense that has been very difficult to corral.
Yeah, the Loons have been scoring just as well as the Lugnuts have been scoring. Now, the Loons have been getting the runs early in the game, while the Lugnuts have typically been coming back. But yesterday, what a job to keep them in check and keep them, for the most part, out of the home run category until they got their swing late in that ninth inning. But the Lugnuts had already built, at that time, a three-run lead. So that's kind of the recipe you need today. Keep the Loons in the ballpark and see if you can build that early lead once again.
I see a Vancouver Canucks jersey down below us in the Sitting Bowl. The weather here, it's not quite as warm as it was earlier in the year. It is currently, I'll call it about 57 degrees in Midland, Michigan, approaching first pitch. Here are your starting lineups. First for the 16-22 Lugnuts, the High A Oakland A's affiliates. Drew Swift will lead off for Phil Pohl. Swift at second base. Batting second, so good to have Austin Beck, the center fielder, back. And Adam, I want to talk to you more about that in a second. Beck bats second. Batting third in right field, it's Lawrence Butler, who homered yesterday. The cleanup hitter is the third baseman, Marty Bikina. First baseman Tyler Soderstrom bats fifth. Left-handed batter like Butler, they'll take on the lefty Lyle Lockhart. Then the Lugnuts continue to go lefty-righty-lefty. Brian Buelvas, the right-handed hitter, bats sixth, plays DH. Batting seventh, the left-handed hitting left fielder Johnny Butler back in the order today. Hitting eighth, the shortstop Aribiel Angeles. And then rounding off the order, batting ninth, the catcher Hanson Lopez in his Lansing Lugnuts debut. Lopez and Hogan Harris, the starting battery. On the other side, for Austin Chubb's Great Lakes Loons, the Dodgers High A affiliate coming in at 22-16. Right fielder Johnny DeLuca leads off. Batting second in center field today, Eddie's left. He can play everywhere. He's a pretty darn good hitter, too. Batting third, a guy who's had an even better offensive series, Yorbit Vivas. The Loons want Vivas to be named the Midwest League Player of the Week for how well he's hit. He's at third base. The DH, Jose Ramos, bats fourth. Batting fifth, the catcher Ryan January. Hitting sixth, at shortstop, Leonel Valera. Batting seventh, the first baseman Emmanuel Vargas, who's homered twice in the series, including yesterday in the ninth against Trayson Kubo. Hitting eighth, the left fielder Edwin Mateo, the only switch hitter among all 18 hitters in the lineups today. And then rounding off the order, batting ninth, the second baseman Max Hewitt out of Oklahoma State. Hewitt will be playing in just his third career professional game. So for the Lugnuts, Swift, Beck, Butler, Bikina, Soderstrom, Buelvas, Butler, Angeles, Lopez, and for the Loons, DeLuca, Leonard, Vivas, Ramos, January, Valera, Vargas, Mateo, and Hewitt. Adam, we're going to go over spotlight hitters. Before we get there, maybe this might be your spotlight hitter. I don't know. I might be surprised. Austin Beck, good to see him back in the starting lineup.
Yeah, it is good to see Austin Beck back in the starting lineup. He got hit by that pitch just a couple of days ago. So in an era right now, unfortunately for the Lugnuts, this month and this season, where it seems like their players are dropping left and right, whether pitching or position players, good to see just a limited addition for Beck on the IL or just down for a day. I will go Austin Beck today. Why not? He's sitting in that second spot and see if he can provide some pop and help the Lugnuts earn a series split today.
Let's talk about the Loons now. Who's your spotlight Great Lakes hitter?
I mean, you just said it. I got to go with Yorbit Vivas again. He's had a heck of a series, and the Lugnuts going to have to control him today. He had two more hits, a walk yesterday, so good news, kept him to singles yesterday and did it for the most part when nobody was on base. So let's go with Vivas again in that three spot for the Loons.
Lugnuts seeing Lyle Lockhart for the second time in the series. When they saw the lefty earlier on, Brett Harris homered against him, although we have not seen Harris in the starting lineup for a couple of days now. And then in his final inning of work in the fourth, Tyler Soderstrom singled in Beck. Beck has got him for a single. So we'll see if the Lugnuts can crack him once more today, scoring three runs in four innings against Lockhart back on Tuesday. That Tuesday game, that resulted in a win. Also on Tuesday, Stevie Emmanuels got the ball. He was the Lugnuts starting pitcher. We expect to see Stevie today piggybacking Hogan.
Yeah, Hogan Harris, as I read the game notes, was surprised the starting pitcher today for the Lansing Lugnuts, but we still expect Stevie to kind of be that back-end piggyback starter today, and hopefully those two can combine and keep this Loons order in check. And as you mentioned, we saw good things on Tuesday when they faced Lockhart. Hopefully that's the same today, as Lockhart has had some really good numbers to start the year.
All the Lugnuts pitchers coming in from the pen. I see Jeff Criswell throwing his arm around his Lugnuts teammate. Looks like that's Angelo Infante. The Lugnuts have had their nicks and pains recently, Adam. Talk about Hogan Harris coming off the injured list, Johnny Butler coming off the injured list, but Joey Estes injured late in last night's game. It's good to see Austin Beck again. We have not seen Brett Harris in a while. Angelo Infante removed due to injury, so little bit of ups and downs when it comes to health. How are you feeling? How's your toe?
My toe is good. It's on the mend, Jesse. We're doing well.
Okay, that's good. Well, we'll get you all set for first pitch. It's coming up shortly. We'll step aside. This is Lansing Lugnuts pregame as the Lugnuts look to gain a series split at Great Lakes.
I just don't know what to do anymore.
I wish everyone would just go away.
No, it's nothing. Don't worry about me.
Mind your own business. I hate my life.
She'll see when I'm gone.
Suicide could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a plea for help. You can help someone before it's too late.
And then she said she wanted to kill herself.
Do something. Contact OK to Say.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ball, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
The Great Lakes Loons are being announced to the folks here at Dow Diamond. It's going to be Loons and Lugnuts coming up in about a couple of minutes or so. Adam Jackson by my side. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's your Midwest League standings entering play this afternoon. The Dayton Dragons are four games up on the Loons after the Dayton Dragons yesterday were rained out and the Loons lost to the Nuts. So Dayton, 25-11, four games up on the 22-16 Loons. In third place, the Lake County Captains at 18-19. They're 7.5 games out of first. And fourth, the West Michigan Whitecaps are 17-21, nine games back. They won yesterday 1-0 on a Jake Holton home run. Then these Lugnuts at 16-22, 10 games back of Dayton, six games behind Great Lakes. 11 games out of first, the Fort Wayne Tin Caps at 15-23. Over the Western Division, Cedar Rapids is in first at 25-13, though the Colonels have dropped a couple of games. Lake County is playing them well. Wisconsin's in second, one game back, 24-14. Then the South Bend Cubbies in third at 23-15, two games back. The Peoria Chiefs are in fourth, 16 wins, 22 losses. Identical record to the Lugnuts, nine games back of Cedar Rapids. 11.5 games out, it's Quad Cities at 13-24. And then lastly, in the cellar of the West, it's the Lugnuts' next opponent, the Beloit Sky Carp, who come in at 12-26, although they were victorious. There's your check around the MWL. The Great Lakes Loons are wearing their alternate deep green jersey shirt on this Sunday with the home white pants. Lugnuts are on the other side wearing the road black jersey shirt, road gray pants. Lugnuts caps are gray with black brims. Let's go down to the field for the national anthem.
Good.
It is Sunday, May the 22nd, 2022. It is game number 39 in the Lansing Lugnuts. It is time for Lugnuts Baseball. The home plate umpire is Brian Van Franken. The bases umpire, Emma Charlesworth Sealer. Adam Jackson to my left. I'm Jesse Goldberg Strassler. The Lugnuts, the Oakland A's High A affiliate at 16-22 at the Great Lakes Loons. The Dodgers High A affiliate at 22-16. Finale of this set, the Loons have won 3, the Lugnuts have won 2. Well, the Loons defensively. In left field, it's Edwin Mateo. In center field, Eddie Leonard. And in right field, Johnny DeLuca. Around the infield, Emmanuel Vargas is at first base. Max Hewitt is at second. At shortstop, Leonel Valera. And at third base, Yorbit Vivas. The catcher, Ryan January, on this late May day. And the man on the mound, with the first name of Lyle, L-A-E-L. Lyle Lockhart. I turn to Adam Jaxa for more.
Yeah, Jesse, like we mentioned, he's been pretty good this year. Ninth rounder last year by the Dodgers out of Houston, where he spent the undergrad and then, of course, had the grad transfer year to Arkansas. He's got fastball, slider, curve, and a split changeup as well. And that first time against the Lugnuts on Tuesday, as we talked about, went 4 innings but did give up 4 hits, 3 runs with a walk and 3 strikeouts. This year, in the circuit, ERA under 2. This will be his 6th start. 10 walks and 33 strikeouts with opponents batting .240 against him. So again, really good numbers for Lockhart throughout this season. We'll see if the Lugnuts can get to him again today.
That .240 average, by the way, there is a distinct split. Right-handers against Lockhart are hitting just .206. That is 14 for 68 with 3 home runs. Lefties on the other side are hitting a healthy .313. Though they have not taken him yard yet. The Lugnuts lefties in the starting lineup, Lawrence Butler heading third, Tyler Soderstrom fifth, Johnny Butler seventh. We'll begin with Drew Swift, followed by Beck, and then Butler. 1-2-3. Here we go. Let's open up this ball game. It is 1:09 p.m. in the Eastern time zone. Southpaw on the hill, right-handed batter waiting. Lockhart deals. Strike one at the knees, a fastball at 90 miles an hour. He does not throw too much harder than that. He has a ton of breaking stuff. And a 1. Swift swings and misses. There's the straight changeup. No balls and 2 strikes. Drew Swift is hitting .286 for Lansing. This is game number 14. Starting at second base here today. Anale switching over to shortstop. And 0-2. Fastball up and away. 1 ball and 2 strikes. That fastball at 88. So it's not quite David Leal Velo, but 88 to 90 is right about where the Arkansas Razorback is going to live. He pitches to the Arizona State Sun Devil. Swift takes inside and down. Brian Van Franken making the call, the native Illinoisan. Emma Charlesworth Sealer, located up the right side wearing black, is from Minnesota. The rock, the pitch. Breaking ball waved at and missed. Swift has gone on strikes. One batter and 1 strikeout into this ballgame. That brings up Austin Beck. It strikes me, Adam, that Lyle Lockhart is very different from the pitcher whom the Lugnuts saw yesterday, Nick Nastrini. Lockhart to Beck. First offering. Taken for a called strike in the outside corner. There's that slow breaking ball. Nick Nastrini yesterday was 96-97 with a good hard slider that every now and then he backed up on the changeup. With Lockhart, compared to the righty Nastrini, you've got to wait on the lefty. A 1. Beck takes. Fastball wide. 1 ball, 1 strike. Austin Beck returning to the starting lineup today for Lansing. Good to see him. The break even. High, very high. 2 balls and 1 strike. It was Friday night when Austin Beck started his very first plate appearance, and he was removed from the game in the middle innings. He had high on the left arm. 2-1 pitch. Around the outside corner. 3 balls and a strike on that breaking ball. Beck brings with him six home runs to go along with a couple of doubles. He doubled in each of the first two games of this series. Two-tone bat in hand, waving above his shoulder. The pitch. He swings and it's high in the air to center. Leonard goes back, approaches the track, waits, makes the catch. That ball was hit some 380 feet or so, but it's 400 to the center field wall. Two outs in the first. Now Lawrence Butler, who homered in his final plate appearance yesterday. Butler took Julian Smith way out to left field. That was a lefty-lefty matchup, so is this. Initial offering. Low and away from Lockhart, ball one. And as I mentioned to start, Lyle Lockhart struggles against left-handed batters. Butler's dinger yesterday, his fourth homer of the year. He has six doubles. Two outs, nobody on, no score on the first. A 1-0. Swing and a miss. He was late, and Lockhart got that fastball up a couple of ticks quicker, up to 92. Ball and a strike on Lawrence Butler, drafted in 2018 out of high school by Oakland. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball high. Two balls, one strike. Count is in his favor now. Butler enjoyed an enormous breakout campaign last year. Lockhart delivers. Curveball swung at and missed. Two balls and two strikes. Lawrence Butler a year ago, first with Stockton, 14 homers, promoted to Lansing, finished off the year with a couple more long balls. 19 homers in all. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Lockhart strikes him out with a breaking ball, and the side retired. 1-2-3 go the Lugnuts, and a couple of strikeouts for the Arkansas lefty. We go to the bottom of the first inning now, and a Lugnuts lefty is taking the hill. Lansing nothing. Hogan Harris coming out to take on Great Lakes.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here's the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, hardware, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Real American plays a sixth inning. Lefty Hogan Harris for the Lansing Lugnuts. No score. Hogan deals to Johnny DeLuca. Fastball on the inside corner. Strike one called. DeLuca, Leonard, and Vivas for the Great Lakes Loons in the home half of the first against the lefty from Lafayette, Louisiana. 0-1. Again, inside corner. Strike two called. Fastball from the lefty Harris. Lugnuts defense features Lopez catching. Hanson Lopez in his Lugnuts debut. An 0-2 for DeLuca. Down, ball one. Soderstrom's at first with Swift at second. Angeles the shortstop. Bikin is at third. And the outfield, Butler in left, Butler in right, Beck in center. Johnny Butler left, Lawrence Butler right. 1-2. DeLuca doesn't chase a high fastball. At two balls and two strikes. Johnny DeLuca, 11 homers this year, but just a .218 hitter in 37 games. Harris's pitch. Lofted left field. Butler comes in. Johnny Butler with the catch. It was the off speed from Harris. DeLuca out in front. Didn't barrel it. An easy fly out for out number one. I turn to Adam Jaxer for more on Hogan Harris.
Yes, Jesse Hogan Harris making his fourth appearance of the year and fourth start for the Nuts. He's allowed three runs, had two walks, and struck out eight so far. His first outing since early in May as he spent some time on the IL, the 85th overall pick in 2018 by the A's.
Eddie Lanard just missed inside with that fastball. Right now, 88 here on the stadium gun. 13 doubles, 6 homers for Leonard. Swings and missed the Hogan Harris heater. 94 he got it up to that time. One ball and one strike. One out, nobody on. No score, home first. The pitch. Breaking ball away. Two balls and a strike. Adam is currently looking up photos of Hulk Hogan. I love it. The pitch. Leonard drills it to right field. Lawrence Butler back to his right. Butler's got the catch. Butler to Butler. No relation. Two gone.
Jesse, I just wanted to see if the stash that Mr. Hogan Harris is somewhat comparable to Hulk Hogan's, just trying to compare the two, because it looks like he's starting to grow it out as it comes down along the edges.
What do you think?
I think it's got some length to be had, but it's getting there.
You're a bit Vivas now. It takes a called strike in the outside corner.
Also, maybe if he bleaches it white, that would help.
That would be fantastic. Lefty throws to lefty. Bebon swings, grounds it right side. One hop to Swift, throws to first. Soderstrom receives out number three. Easy for Hogan Harris. No need to tear his shirt off or anything. We're going to the second inning. It's a scoreless game between Lansing and Great Lakes.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Zeros in the first inning sends us to the second, Lugnuts at Loons. Bikino Soderstrom and Buelbas coming up to home plate for Lansing. The Nuts third baseman Marty Bikino steps up there first against Great Lakes southpaw Lyle Lockhart. Bikino in this series 3-for-16 with 3 walks. Overall for Lansing in 12 games, hitting .268. The Michigan State Spartan bats right. Second baseman Hewitt cheats up the middle to his right. Lockhart a long hold. Winds and throws. Bikino grounds it off the pitcher's glove. Trickles back of the mound to the left. Third baseman Vivas bare hands and fires late to first base. Bikino is on. First base runner so far against Lockhart for the Lugnuts. At Tyler Soderstrom is stepping up there next. Official score deliberated and then ruled infield single Marty Bikino.
Whatever works, take them however you can get them. Good hustle by Bikino and off the deflection. It works out in the Nuts' favor.
Lefty throws to lefty. Lockhart to Soderstrom. scoreless. The pitch. Check swing. Strike called at the letters. Tyler wondered if that pitch was a little bit too high. Well, Soderstrom so far in this series, 4 for 23. He does have a home run. He singled yesterday. Lockhart's pitch. Pequeno runs. It's fouled straight back, though. And it's nothing in two.
Boy, it's nice to hear you say Bakina runs. How about these lug nuts the last couple of days?
10 stolen bases in their first 36 games of the year. 6 steals in the last two. 3 yesterday, 3 the day before that. Lockhart stares over at Bakina at first. Nobody out. 2-strike pitch due to Soderstrom. Here it comes. Curveball over his head. Ball one.
I think that continues on. They're starting to get their confidence once they get on the bases and get into scoring position for all these big bats that they have.
Bakina edges away from Vargas at first base. And a throw over from Lockhart, but Marty read it well. Dives back in hands first. Marty Bakina has not yet stolen a base this year for Lansing. And again, it's just his 13th game. That's the thing. He brings Lansing so many different things. Gives the Lugnuts speed, power, and utility defense. Ball and 2 strikes on Soderstrom. The pitch. Bakina runs, but this is fouled away. Down the left side it travels. And over the lawn area, bouncing up in the Dow Chemical Employees Credit Union area. You know how sometimes they put, like, the tailgate terrace, the Pepsi porch. It just says the Dow Chemical Employees Credit Union. So I don't think it's the actual credit union itself. It's not a branch. 1-2. Soderstrom hits it high to center field. Lennard measures. Now a late break back. He's got room, though. He's got it with a one hand. Bakina retreats to first base. One out.
Forward thinking. They expect you just to know it's the pavilion, I assume?
It looks like a pavilion. I would call it a pavilion.
That's what I was going to go with. Just like below it, Jesse, I don't know if it's called the picnic table area, but I went with that yesterday because there's picnic tables.
Can you imagine if they just called this ballpark Dow? And you had to assume, Dow Diamond? Yes. Brian Robas bats right. The first pitch. Bakina starts, stops. Bunt shown, pulled back. Throw back to first base, not in time. Bakina got in. Ryan January trying the back pick. One ball, no strikes on Buelbas, the Lansing DH.
I mean, is there anything else in Midland besides Dow? I kind of thought those things ran together. So that Dow, as the name of the field, would make sense.
One ball and no strikes on Buelbas, hitting right. No score. Okay. Change up for ball two. So about that. So when you're ranking the largest chemical producers in the world, Dow is, at last check, Adam, number two. And this has been its headquarters ever since the 19th century. Bakina, good lead at first base. A two-ball offering from Lockhart will wait. Pickoff, though, instead. Marty easily back in.
This also makes me wonder, how many baseball stadiums have a diamond in their name? Usually field, usually stadium, usually park. Diamond is very rare.
I would say 5 or less, right?
Yeah.
2 balls and no strikes. A long hold, the pitch. Curveball up high and away. Lockhart is behind Buelbas, 3 balls and no strikes. One out, Marty Bikina's at first base for the Nuts. Johnny Butler waits on deck. Scoreless in the second. All right, what have you found in your research?
So Richmond Flying Squirrels, the Diamond is the name of their stadium.
Wait, the Diamond.
The Diamond.
Oh, I like it. The pitch. Inside corner, strike called to the batter.
Evans Diamond, home of the Cal State, actually the Cal Bears, rather.
Grant Holman's team.
But also Stu Gordon Stadium, part of that as well.
Well, Buelbas takes, strike two called at the knees inside corner. That's twice in a row he thought that he had run ball four. See, if you've got Stu Gordon.
It doesn't count.
No. Nah.
You can't have it as the field or the diamond and then have a stadium or park after it.
That's odd. Payoff pitch. Does Bakina run? He does. It is lined to center field. That ball is caught by an on-rushing Leonard. Throws back to first base. One hop in time to Vargas. Double play. They double off Bikina. Side retired in the top of the second inning. Brian Buelbas' line drive was simply hit too hard, and Bikina breaking at 3-2. No chance for him to get back. They're 1.5. We're scoreless. Diamond in Midland.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcos Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go nuts.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Hogan Harris returns to the hill for the bottom of the second. No score. His first pitch to Jose Ramos. Cut on and missed. Strike one. Lugnuts lefty Harris against Ramos, January, and Valera. 4-5-6 in the Great Lakes order. 0-1. Just missed a little low and away. Ball and a strike. On the right-handed hitting DH, Jose Ramos out of Panama. Harris to the plate. Swing and a miss. Straight changeup. One ball and two strikes. Harris in his fourth start of the year. Let's it fly. Missed in. Fastball to back him away. 90 miles an hour in the stadium gun. Ramos is hitting .273 through his first five games with the Loons. Break even. I did my homework. I checked in with what that area is called up the left side. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. This is Lugnuts Baseball. And that is the Northern Lights Pavilion. This is the 2-2. It's a curveball hooking right in there for a called strike three. Down goes Ramos. One away in the home second. Strikeout number one for Hogan Harris.
All right, now you mention it. I have heard that before, but how the heck are you supposed to know that? Where's the signage?
I see nothing. And something called the Northern Lights Pavilion, that's a really nice evocative name.
You lose. You get nothing.
Ramos didn't get anything. Here's Ryan January taking ball one, a high fastball. January homered his last start in the series. He's been alternating a catcher with Keikai Rios. Lefty throws to lefty. Fastball swatted up in the air, shallow left. Shortstop Angeles goes out to retrieve. Puts it away with a two-hand squeeze. Two outs for Harris. Now the shortstop, Leonel Valera.
I suppose it is at the north end of the ballpark, though, if you're talking of directionally.
If they had some Aurora Borealis, though, to decorate, I'd really appreciate that. Two outs, nobody on, no score. Valera swats the first pitch foul back to the screen, strike one. You know, Hogan Harris, in his first appearance with the Lugnuts this year, one inning plus two batters, then two innings at Lake County, then one inning, and then injured in warm-ups against West Michigan. Off-speed grounded to third. Easy hop for Bikina. Throws across. It's a wild throw, and it pulls Soderstrom off the bag. Can't apply the tag on Valera in time. Valera reaches. First base runner against Harris. It's a throwing error on Marty Bikina. And that is Bikina's first error with Lansing. To add runner in front of Imanol Vargas. Phil Paul wants to argue this one. Lugnuts manager quickly got out there to have a word with Emmett Charlesworth. See, he might have been off the bag, but he caught it. He tagged Lionel Valera as Valera approached. How does he not get that call? It's a very calm, matter-of-fact conversation. But in the end, it leaves the Lugnuts skipper frustrated, walking back to the third baseside dugout. I think, Adam, that's simply a difference between what the two of them saw. And the Charlesworth Sealer did not see Tyler Soderstrom tag Valera in time. If she saw him tag Valera at all. Valera's a threat to run. Emmanuel Vargas takes ball one, low and away. We were not sure how long Harris would pitch in this game. On the right-hander, Stevie Emanuels, today's scheduled starting pitcher, is warming up in the pen. Scoreless in the second, two outs. Harris deals. Fastball outside. Two balls and no strikes on Vargas. Emmanuel Vargas, that first name is I-M-A-N-O-L. He has three homers this year, and the third came yesterday. 2-0. Fastball wide. Three balls, no strikes. If you're unfamiliar with the Hogan Harris story, a third rounder of the A's back in 2018, big talented prospect out of Louisiana Lafayette. 3-0, strike called on the outer edge. And then did not pitch at all his professional debut year in 2018. Came back 2019, looked great. 2020, pandemic year. 2021, did not pitch at all, injury. 3-1 for Vargas. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Count is full. So they're easing him back into action this year, building him up. Although he just spent from May 7th through May 20th on the injured list. Catcher Hanson Lopez just waved out to the infielders and outfielders. Hey, two outs. Three balls, two strikes. Settles back in behind the plate. Valera to run at first, but first time is called.
Jesse, root for guys even more like Hogan Harris, who have gone through so many ups and downs with the injuries, just trying to stay healthy and show what he can do.
Can he put this second inning to bed? Payoff. Curveball. Low and away. Ball four. Vargas walks. Emmanuel Vargas goes walking in Midland as Edwin Mateo steps in. Adam, do you really feel the way you feel?
Yeah, I think so. Sounds about right.
And here comes the pitching coach, Don Schulze, out there. Davey Emanuel's warm-ups down the left field line become progressively more urgent.
Well, that was a question we wondered with Hogan Harris only throwing the max of two innings through his first three outings of the year and coming back from the IL for most of this month. This is most likely it, I would guess, this batter and perhaps this half inning.
We're ready to resume play. Edwin Mateo, a switch hitter, bats right. He's hitting .218 this year, one homer. This is game number 26. Two on, two out, no score, first pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball by him. Strike one. 91 reads the stadium gun. Valera away from second, Vargas from first. The set, the pitch. Fastball rides outside. 93 right there. When Hogan Harris was back in his college days, his fastball was 97, 98, 99. Building back up to that. But right now, living in the low 90s with a great off speed. Change up in. Two balls, one strike on Mateo. And you know what? We'll see what that velocity gets back to the more Harris is out there on the mound, the more he distances himself from his injuries. Here's a 2-1 pitch from the lefty. Strike called on the outside corner. It really feels, Adam, like this process for Hogan Harris, all leading to him reinventing himself as a pitcher. 2-2 for Mateo. Fouls it into the screen on the right side. How many pitchers have had to do that over the years? Whether Satchel Paige, in decades gone by, or Bartolo Colon not all that long ago, a young fireballer, but then that fastball, for whatever reason, maybe his injuries lost its ticks, Well, you can still get batters out a lot of ways. 2-2. Curveball is laced up the middle. A base hit to center field. Valero's around third base. The throw in by Beck is wide to the right side. Harris quickly snares. Valero scores standing. RBI single Edwin Mateo. Vargas stops at second. The Loons take a 1-0 lead. Just a hanging curveball from Hogan Harris. That is three straight Loons who have reached, beginning with a throwing error by Bikina.
And that's unfortunate. An unearned run in his first stint back, as you just mentioned. This looked like it was going to be an effortless 1-2-3 second inning.
And that'll bring up the second baseman, Max Hewitt. Two on, two out, left-hander to left-hander. Down and away, fastball for ball one. No batting gloves for Hewitt. Playing in professional game number three. He has opened up 0-for-5 with three strikeouts. Starting at second base, batting in the last slot in the order. The pitch, fastball outside from Harris. And snatched back the throw from catcher Lopez, upset with himself. Two balls and no strikes. Vargas stepping away from second base. Shortstop Angeles behind him. Mateo at first. The deal. Missed outside again. And it's 3-0.
Well, got to recollect yourself here. Gave up a base hit the first run, but got to limit the damage. What have we talked about with this Great Lakes team? When they score, it's been a lot of multi-run half innings this week.
Ball four. And we'll see if Harris or Stevie Emanuels faces the leadoff man, DeLuca. It will be Stevie Emanuels as Phil Pohl steps out there to take the baseball away from the Lugnut starter.
That's really disappointing for Hogan, and it's got to kind of feel an empty feeling for him because, as we mentioned, he had a 1-2-3 second lined up, didn't get it, defense wasn't able to help him out, and it extends to now a 7-batter second and a chance for Great Lakes to open this one up after scoring the game's first run.
Emanuels jogs in, Harris walks out, head down, glove held in his left throwing hand on his way back to the dugout. Accepts a fist bump from his pitching coach, Don Schulze, on his way out. Craig Conklin, the assistant hitting coach, also right there, and the Lugnuts teammates welcome him in. Set down the first five Loons batters that he faced, but then Valero grounded to third, and Marty Pekina's throw to first base pulled Soderstrom off the bag, though the Lugnuts felt that Soderstrom applied the tag to Leonel Valera. They didn't get the call. Emmanuel Vargas then drew a walk on a 3-2 pitch. Edwin Mateo lined a hanging curveball up the middle for an RBI single. And Max Hewitt just drew a 4-pitch walk. Well, Johnny DeLuca's coming up. He'll take on the Lugnuts right-hander and the scheduled starting pitcher today, Stevie Emanuels, out of Bellevue, Washington. Adam, I had the chance to sit down with Stevie earlier during this road trip. Had a great conversation. Easy guy to speak with. Played for the Athletics in his Little League days and kept his A's baseball cap. And when the A's drafted him in the fifth round 2 years ago, he put that Little League cap right back on his head.
Already had read Moneyball. He was ready to go. Fits right in with the A's culture and a big bubbly personality for Stevie Emanuels. You said, Jesse, a great guy so far this year. ERA just up over 5.5. And he has allowed 19 earned runs, 6 homers, has been susceptible, but he hasn't allowed. That's the good news. 20 walks, 40 strikeouts for the righty out of Washington.
Loons lead 1-0. Johnny DeLuca, the slugger, bats right. Right-hander throws. Down and away, ball one. Two outs, bottom of the second inning. Emanuels gets DeLuca. We'll just move on. DeLuca comes up with a big swing, and the Lugnuts are in a quick hole. DeLuca flying to left, opening up the first. The pitch. Check swing, fouled off at home plate, rolling right, strike one.
You going to tell the people, or am I, Jesse?
No, you can.
Nowhere to put him.
Nowhere to put him.
Also, Johnny DeLuca, grunge Chris Vosters up there on the board.
A 1-1 pitch. Check swing went around too far and the breaking ball away. Strike two. So Chris Foster's used to be the voice of the Great Lakes Loons. What's he up to now? Nothing, right?
Yeah, I don't think he's doing anything with his career.
Voice of the Chicago Blackhawks in the NHL. And Johnny DeLuca looks like him with a mustache. A 1-2. Just a little tall. Trying to drop in the curve. 2 balls and 2 strikes. At third, Vargas. At second, Mateo. At first, Hewitt. Loons 1, Lugnuts nothing. 2 outs in the second. The 2-2. Fouled away in the air off the right. Try it again. I usually leave the no place to put him at him for ball 3. And Emmanuel still does have that other pitch that he can waste before things truly get tense.
I came in too early. That's on me.
The 6-5 Emmanuel sets. Kicks, throws. Strike 3 called. Breaking ball in the outside corner. Bases left loaded. Emmanuel gets the Lugnuts out of the jam. And the bottom of the second inning, 1 hit, 2 walks, 1 error. 1 run in, 3 to the third inning. The Loons 1, the Lugnuts nothing.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Happy Sunday to you, Loons and Lugnuts, coming from Dow Diamond in Midland, Michigan. 1-0, Great Lakes in front as we come back for the third. And the first pitch to Johnny Butler is outside, ball 1. Big crowd this afternoon. A lot of fans coming out for some day baseball as it warms up a touch. Just up over Lockhart, the lefty's pitch. Up high, 2 balls, no strikes. The lefty, Lyle Lockhart, through that first 2 frames, 2 strikeouts, and a base hit allowed. But that's been it.
That's Loon's lefty, Lyle Lockhart.
Ah, well done. Here's the 2-0. That's in there. Strike 1. Never called the Lakes Loons. You just take great out of there. Lakes Loons. Lefty Lyle Lockhart. The pitch home. That sweeps away outside. 3 balls and a strike.
He left it low.
Lyle leaves it low.
Loons lead.
1-0. All right, here's the 3-1. Lifted back and over the seats. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Johnny Butler is back today. Just 1-for-2 in this series as he's just come back from the IL. But he had a double and an RBI in that first at bat. He's been swinging well over his last few games, even though he's missed some time. Payoff pitch coming. And that's strike three down at the knees. Butler thought it was low. It tossed his bat, but he'll have to go pick it up and head back to the dugout. Third strikeout for the lefty, Lyle Lockhart. One away.
I don't blame Johnny Butler for taking that pitch. That's borderline.
Eusebio Angeles steps in, 5 for 15 in this series for the righty. 1-0 Loons in the third as the sun lights the diamonds here at Dow Diamond in Midland. The lefty's pitch. Loops in there, strike one. Fans all across the outfield and up the berm in right here at Dow Diamond. The pitch. On the ground, hopped between the legs of Lockhart. Back first high, but Vargas up with the left hand to snatch it. And there's two outs. Well, we saw the first base hit of the game from Marty Bikina due to a deflection off of Lockhart. That time he skipped out of the way, and it allowed for his teammate Hewitt to make the play. And now the debut of Hanson Lopez.
Hear this walk-up?
Yes, I do. I'm just going to keep on moving on. Well done, Loons. Here's the first pitch to the righty in his Lugnuts debut. The toss. Up high, ball one. Hanson Lopez joining the Lugnuts from extended spring training back on May 16th. Here we are 6 days later as he makes his Lugnuts debut coming from the Arizona Complex League where he played in 21 games, batted 136. The pitch, fastball, nips the outside corner. One ball, one strike. He was 6 for 44 down there in the AZL. One triple, three driven in with four walks, 28 Ks, and one stolen base out of Mexico, the right-hander. Here's the pitch. Kicked it back and lost his bat as the two-tone barrel goes flying out to manager Phil Pohl, who was probably 10 steps beyond the third base coach's box. And how about this from Phil? He's going to jog it all the way back into his newest Lugnut, meet him halfway. And one ball, two strikes. Hanson Lopez wears number 39, the 5'9", 195-pound 21-year-old. He signed as an international free agent in 2017, back around this time, a couple of months advanced, on his birthday, July 3rd. So 17th birthday, he signed with the A's. Base is clear, two outs, and a 1-2 pitch will have to wait. I'm not sure if time was called by Lyle Lock, Ryan Van Vranken that called it as they were waiting for the signs to connect between the battery mates, January and Lockhart. Still taking lots of time. Now the 1-2. Fastball on the outside corner, strike three, and that's going to do it. A couple of looking strikeouts for the Lugs in the third, and they're set down 1-9 through the first three innings as we head to the home half. Loons in front, 1-0 at Dow Diamonds.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Back here for the bottom of the third, the first pitch is fouled off and into the front row of the first base box over to our right. First base bowl, I should say, just above the Loons dugout. Fans up and down the green seating and the green lawn here across the park at Dow Diamond on a 62 and sunny Sunday afternoon. Stevie Emanuel's pitch. Foul tapper again, strike two. Eddie Leonard, Yorbit Vivas, and Jose Ramos, the three that face the former Washington Husky. Loons in front, 1-0 in the third. It's quite the intimate setting here at Dow Diamond. You come to Lansing and Lugnuts can hold into the double-digit thousands, 10, 11,000. You've had some big crowds. A little bit smaller here, about cut it in half, around 6,000. Pitch. Slider low and away. 1-2. And the berm popular down that right field side. The lower bowl extends probably about 10 to 20 feet beyond first base. The pitch, high hopper on one bounce, plucked by Bakina, charging forward, sets and throws to Soderstrom. One out in this third inning. So then the rest of the way outside of the lower bowl in the entrance ramp that splits the lower bowl and the berm in right is that grassy area where fans lay out the blankets, the towels, and really can soak in the rays on this Sunday afternoon and throughout the summer months. First pitch to Vivas. Slice back foul. Strike one. 1-0 Loons in front. We're in the bottom of the third. And this, by far the biggest crowd that we've seen in the last couple of days this weekend. And then berm opportunities in right center and left center all across the pitch. Hard hit. Diving attempt. Pass on Hales to his right. He had an opportunity for it, but just didn't see it or couldn't quite get there. That was a hot, hard hit ball off the crack of the bat. And Vivas on again in this series.
It was moving on him. It swerved. Just running to his right, and he was trying to find it the entire way. He didn't realize how far to his right he was going to have to go for it.
And that's the second hit for the Loons, and here's Jose Andy Pajes Ramos as he steps into the box from the right side. Swings and misses, strike one. We talked about Ramos being very similar to the Midwest League Player of the Year last year, Andy Pajes, with the stance. Difference is his bat is wiggling more up and down. The pitch, high bouncer to short, could be two. Anjales has it, throws to second, swift for one. Back to Soderstrom, double play to end the threat. And that'll work, 6-4-3 to erase the base hit. Nice work by Emanuels. We're on to the fourth. Lugnuts trailing the Loons, 1-0.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over. And that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers. But there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
We head to the top of the fourth at Dow Diamond. Appreciate you spending your Sunday, May 22nd, 2022 with us. Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Game 39 for the Lansing Lugnuts, coming in 16-22. We go back to the top of the card for Drew Swift, Austin Beck, Lawrence Butler. Back to Teardrops on My Guitar to bring him in. We'll have to ask him if he is a Swiftie. Haven't got that information. We'll see if he can deliver here. Struck out swinging to Lockhart in the first at bat. Lyle lefty with the glove in front of his face. Turns and throws. Fastball outside. Ball one. Drew Swift starting to steal some bags. A couple in this series. He's a big piece getting on base. A good threat to run. The pitch. Skips inside. Two balls, no strikes. Swift 5 for 22 in this series. Three driven in, couple of walks, and those two swipes we just talked about. Lugnuts have six stolen bases over their last two games to now give them 16 this year. 2-0. Fastball jets in, strike one.
You know what Taylor Swift and Drew Swift have in common? A lot of hit singles.
Yeah, that plays. As does Taylor Swift's songs. The 2-1. Two balls, two strikes. I guess you could say both the Swifts play.
Yeah. She's 1989, though, right?
He's yeah.
She's 1999.
So just a decade apart, but keep the Swift going on. Infielder for the Nuts, Drew Swift at second today. 2-2. Looping breaking ball just a touch up, maybe outside as well. And it's three balls and two strikes. Lugnuts not wearing the traditional grays. They have those black away uniforms. Well, the Loons with the green tops today instead of the home cream-colored unis they've showcased. The pitch. Bounced foul. Three balls and two strikes remains the count. Normally you get the gray looks on the road, but black tops for the Nuts, green tops for the Loons. Gray pants for the Lugs, black socks. White pants and green socks for the Loons with their darkened caps. Those are the black caps with the GL logo in red and the loon bird flying in between of it. Three ball, two strike pitch. Chopped off the plate, bounced right back to Lockhart. Fields off two hops, underhand toss to first. And there's the opening out of the fourth.
Adam, I went over and I asked Brad Tunney, one of the broadcasters for the Loons, what shades are these colors for the Loons? And he said forest green, because the loon is a notorious forest animal. He also went with brickyard red. And in fact, the warning track all around Dow Diamond, they say, according to legend, it's from the bricks, crumbled brick dust, from what used to be the Dow factory.
There you go. That's pretty cool.
And then their cream jerseys, their cream pants are ecru.
The pitch. That's flied up into the cumulus clouds from Austin Beck. Beck 5 for 15 today, or 5 for 15 rather in this series, 0 for 1 today, flied out deep to center field in his first at bat. Lefty on righty matchup. Beck holds that bat behind him, rocking slowly back and forth. The pitch home. Kicked back off the netting. No balls, two strikes.
I think you can look at Beck's swing in the first inning, Tyler Soderstrom in the second, and Brian Buelbas in the second inning, too. Three instances of really good hard contact that just ended.
No question about it. Some good swings, and the Nuts showcasing you can get some pop behind these pitches. Just need couple of them to land down in play or up over the wall. The 0-2 pitch to Beck. Slow rotation. This is lifted deep to center field. Back going is Leonard at the track, still spinning around. It goes off of his glove and hits off the warning track. Beck is around second and coasting into third, and that, for the moment, will be a triple. We'll wait to see how it's ruled. Leonard had it, but he was contorting back and forth, finally got his mitt on it, and it popped out at the last second as he came up against the wall.
Leonard, this whole series, has been uncertain with where that wall has been in relation to him. And I think he misjudged the wall with understanding where it was, where that fly ball was. It all works out great for Austin Beck.
That the chance to be the first triple of the year for Beck. But we'll wait to see, because Leonard, again, did get his glove on the baseball but just couldn't pull it in. Either way, a chance here for Lawrence Butler to tie the game. Swings and misses at the breaking ball. Strike one.
Situational hitting now for Lawrence.
Infield is drawn in, one out in the inning. Lugnuts trailing by a run in the top of the fourth, so trying to notch things up. Butler already 10 RBIs in this series. The 0-1 swings through it, and he's quickly behind 0-2.
Well, he was out in front of the curve. He was behind the fastball. He's in some trouble.
They do go fielding error on Edis Leonard. So no triple for Beck. He is at third with one out. The 0-2 pitch. Butler chases it up and out of the zone. Not a productive at-bat for Butler. And that's tough for him. You know he wanted to try and drive in his teammate, Marty Bikina. We'll have to try and pick him up. Fifth strikeout for Lyle Lockhart. Bikina one for one with the infield single. Third, two outs in the fourth as the sun fills the diamond. The pitch, low and inside, ball one.
You know what would be fun here? For Bikina to push a bunt right of the pitcher's mound. Second baseman Hewitt is back of second. He's entirely out of the play. Lockhart's falling off third base side. There's nobody who would be able to field it.
Try for a second infield single. The pitch, breaking ball, drops in low. Two balls, no strikes. Now he's got a favorable hitter's count. Beck has arguably had the two best swings today. The first one, or the second one, going just farther than the first, but not quite getting out. But dropped in center field off the glove of Leonard. The pitch, fastball up and out. 89 on the radar. Three balls, no strikes. Marty Bikina, 6 foot, 200 pound right-hander. From Chicago, Illinois, former Michigan State Spartan, 3-0. Fastball zooms in outside part of the plate, 3-1. We've got a fun trivia question for you today coming in the bottom of the fourth. So easy tease and plug for you. Join us for the next half inning. Play along on this Sunday afternoon. Give that answer to you in the seventh after. A 3-1 pitch. Breaking ball, chopped over towards third to his left. Vivas has it, throws to first, up the line. Did it pull off Vargas as he stretched? No, he kept that back foot on the pillow, and that keeps the Lugnuts from tying the score. Good effort by Bikina, and a big swing from Beck go for naught. We head to the home half of the fourth. Trivia inning, the Lugnuts trail 1-0.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Lugnuts come within 90 feet of tying the score, not to be in the top of the fourth, so we bring you to the bottom of the fourth. And the Lugnuts trail the Loons 1-0. It's the TriStar Junior announcer half inning, so listen in.
Catcher, number 5, Ryan January.
Well done. Ryan January, as you hear, stepping to the plate, the catcher, to face Stevie Emanuels. The pitch. And that's in there, strike one. Emanuels induced an inning-ending double play in the third after allowing the base hit to Vivas. Run came in the second against Harris. The pitch, that's down low. One ball, one strike. We thought it was going to be Stevie Emanuels starting the game, but it was Hogan Harris that got the late start. The pitch, ooh, that came up on the elbow pad. Well, if you're going to get hit, that's the perfect spot to have it. January not feeling any sort of pain at all, it seems, as he just tosses the elbow pad to base. So now it's Leonel Valera. 1-0, Loons leading in the bottom of the fourth. Valera reached on the air from Bikina. Pitch, kicked back foul, strike one. All right, so Jesse has boasted a couple of times this year, if you follow him on Twitter, what a great collection of books we have up in the press box at Jackson Field. A whole shelf of baseball books. It's pretty outstanding. The pitch. Jets in there, strike two on the breaking ball. And I was trying to pick which one to read, so I just finished Holy Toledo, which Ken Korak, the current A's broadcaster, put together, recapturing the life of Bill King and the memories he spent the 10 years together. Check swing, and that is going to be strike three for Valera as he chased it out of the zone. Strikeout number one. Strikeout number two, rather, for Stevie Emanuels. So, pretty cool book about the Renaissance man. Bill King spent 25 years as the voice of the A's, 1981 to 2005. He was the voice of the Raiders, the Warriors, and the A's. Did it all in the Bay Area. Manuel Vargas now steps to the box. The pitch, down low, ball one. His, of course, catchphrase, Holy Toledo, what the book was named after. So figured today would be a great day to remember and have a trivia question based on Bill King. The pitch, in there, strike one. He was just inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame in 2016 and a recipient of the Ford C. Frick Award, which is, of course, the highest honor for American baseball broadcasters, getting that in 2017. The pitch, down low, 2-1, which is really cool. In the last couple of chapters, Ken Korak lobbies for why Bill King deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. And that book came out back in 2013, 4 years later. He gets the Ford C. Frick Award. The pitch, up high on the outside corner, strike two. But the question, in the book, Ken said Bill King had three no-nos when he first started working with Ken, and he said, Ken, you can't do these three things. Here's a 2-2 pitch. That's up and outside, three balls and two strikes. What were those three things that Bill King, the late Bill King, said, Ken, you can't do this as my broadcast partner? That's our trivia question today to remember the life of Bill King, the Renaissance man. 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. He went fastball up, back-to-back strikeouts for Stevie Emanuels. Two gone in the fourth. At Adam Jaxa, at Jay Goldstrass on Twitter for your answers. You can tweet at us or DM us. Or, of course, send in an email.
Send an owl.
That's right. That was yesterday. jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com is remember the great Bill King, the voice of the A's. Here's Edwin Mateo. First pitch, fly back up over our heads here. The press level. No balls, one strike. At the Coliseum, it would be the Bill King radio booth. One of the greats out there. They loved him. And he was such a mysterious man, but what a great heart. The pitch. Outside, one ball, one strike. He had his quirks, wearing his thongs on the plane, his flip-flops and unbuttoned shirts, sailing in the off-season, his quirks and the different foods he had, Ken, and the people around him try. Pitch up high, two balls and one strike. And Jesse, to be completely honest, I didn't know much about him until earlier. Fascinating to read. So if you get a chance, check out Holy Toledo. But give us the trivia question answer today. 2-1. On the ground to the right side of second. Knocked down by Swift, but he couldn't quite get his glove on it to secure the baseball. And it rolls around by his glove. And on base goes Mateo, so they're at first and second with two outs in the fourth inning.
Didn't get his glove low enough. He tipped the ball with the very top of his glove, but he didn't get far down enough to grab it. I think that surprised Drew.
And I'd imagine that's going to be a second infield error today by the Lugnuts. First one coming from Bikina in the second that allowed the first Loon run. They might go base hit there.
Yeah, for Drew Swift, we expect him to make the play, but that's above average.
So they do give him a base hit. First pitch strike to Max Hewitt, the nine hitter. 1-0 Loons. We're in the bottom of the fourth. January at second with the walk. Mateo at first with the single. This is the guy you got to get, the nine hitter. Who's not had a hit yet this year, Max Hewitt. The pitch. In there on the outside part of the plate, breaking ball. No balls, two strikes.
Really good stuff right now by Stevie Emanuels.
Third game for Max Hewitt facing Stevie Emanuels, who's gotten ahead 0-2 on a fastball and a breaking ball. What's pitch three? Breaking ball outside. Hanson Lopez. We haven't talked much about him behind the plate, which is good news. He's doing a nice job handling both Hogan Harris and Stevie here. In his first game behind the plate with the Lugs. Would love to see the Loons try and swipe on him and see what he's got behind the plate. First start for Hanson Lopez today. Fastball inside corner called strike three. A four-pitch strikeout right there for Stevie Emanuels. He tried to go outside, breaking ball, came back in with the heat to get his third and the base hit. We're through four, 1-0 Loons. To the fifth we move. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler takes over when we return.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Thank you.
The Lugnuts are down 1-0 to the Great Lakes Loons. We open up the fifth inning on a cloudy day, a partly cloudy day in Midland, Michigan. And the clouds, Adam mentioned earlier, they're cumulus, they're nice and low. As the lefty Lyle Lockhart faces the Lugnuts' Tyler Soderstrom. Well, boss Butler to follow. First offering, breaking ball, strike called in the inside corner. Soderstrom flied out to deep center field his first. The number five batter in the order, Tyler Soderstrom, waits. The pitch, down and away, 1-1. The Nuts have two base runners so far. An infield single by Marty Bikina in the second, erased on a double play. Three base error put Austin Beck on in the fourth. The pitch, Soderstrom pops it up off the hands, up the third baseline for catcher January, makes the catch and foul ground. There's one away. Next up, Ryan Buelbas. You know, the Lugnuts could tie this game with one big swing of the bat, down 1-0, only run of the game. In the bottom of the second inning, an RBI single by Edwin Mateo. Should the Lugnuts hit a home run, that would make 13 consecutive games with a homer for this Lansing offense. One out, bases clean. Ryan Buelbas takes ball one up high from Lyle Lockhart. 12 consecutive games for the Lugnuts with home runs. And yesterday, a home run in the ninth inning by Lawrence Butler to extend that streak. The ball went offering. Down and in. 2-0. Buelbas has had a hand with that. Homered earlier this series. He now has 4 round trippers this year. The Lugnuts have 40 homers as a team. 2-0. Right-handed batter waits. The pitch. Fastball. Called a strike, snapping across the outside corner. The last game that the Nuts went without hitting a home run was, and it's hard to believe, an 11-10 home loss against West Michigan. Lockhart delivers. Buelbas swings and misses a fastball. 2-2.
Boy, is it fun to go month by month and just see the differences with this entire team. April to May, we have had some big-time differences from what we saw in the first month of the year.
Overall and player by player. 2-2 for Buelbas. High and outside both. When we looked at Buelbas' strikeout totals, and he had whiffed so many times in April, and it had been zero in May, and I sat down with him and I said, why? Was there something you're doing at the plate? And he said, because it's not as cold. I think that's a pretty big part of that. One out, nobody on. Nuts trail, 1-0, top of the fifth. Time called at home plate. The 19-year-old Buelbas. Two-tone bat in hand, knees bent, bat waving above his head. Lyle Lockhart rocks, payoff. Fouled away into the screen on the right side. So Lansing here in this month of May, 29 homers in 18 games. That after they hit just 11 round trippers in 20 games in April. That in April, that was the second fewest total in the league. And here in May, it leads the league, those 29 long balls. 3-2 pitch from Lockhart. Coming in. Line shot, left center, base hit. It's up the alleyway. It goes to the wall. And center Leonard plays and gets it in as Buelbas hits for second and stops right there. Two bases for Brian Buelbas, his 7th double of the year. 105 miles an hour off the bat.
Yeah, that'll play. Smoke that ball to left center and right up the gap. What a shot by Buelbas. And that the first real pure hit today for the Nuts.
I remember Lugnut back in the day, Adam, telling me when a line drive goes up the alleyway, you got to say that dog will hunt. And that dog did hunt. Now Johnny Butler, lefty versus lefty. First offering, outside from Lockhart, ball one. And with that laser by Buelbas, the Loons bullpen is active. Catcher January visits the hill.
I've not heard that one before.
Regionalisms. January and Lockhart talking things through. I believe that's Ryan Sublett, who's side. big old number 36 when we saw close out a game earlier this series. Great stuff, terrible command. It was a roller coaster sort of half inning for Sublette. We resume. January back to home plate.
It's either 36 or 38, and 38 one makes sense because Kendall Williams started a couple of games ago.
He's got longer hair, too. Well, lefty to lefty, Johnny Butler waits on a one-ball offering. Brelbas at second. Lugnuts down 1-0. The pitch down off speed for ball two. It's not just the hitters either, Adam, and we can talk about how great Brett Harris has been this month and others. I was looking at Kumar Nambiar this month of May, and the southpaw out of the bullpen has really turned it on, too. Just one run allowed in 14 and one-third innings. 13 and a third here this month. The pitch. Strike called at the letters on the inside corner. That ball felt a little up, but Lockhart got the call. It's 2-1 on Butler, who thought that he had drawn a walk his first time. Took a 3-2 that he felt was low, but Brian Van Vranken gave Lockhart the call. One out in the fifth. The pitch. Butler grounds it on the right side, led by first baseman Vargas. On their hands to the pitcher. Lockhart couldn't receive. Brelbas never stops running. He scores all the way from second. Butler is on at first, and it's a 1-1 game. The Loons were too casual. Emmanuel Vargas got there, no troubles, gloved it, sure, but Lockhart late off the mound, the throw was not the best, and Lockhart simply muffed it.
So the two runs in this game are both of the same cause, an infield error. It was Bikina for the Lugnuts in the second that allowed the inning to continue, then the run came in, and for this one, you said it, Jesse. I mean, it was a great toss by Vargas. Lockhart had it and just somehow popped out of his glove there.
Now Johnny Butler on at first, a threat to run. 1-1 in the fifth inning. One out for Aribil Angeles. Swings and misses the first pitch off speed. Catcher January can't find it, and Butler scampers to second. That ball was right there at the home plate circle, just back of the left-hand batter's box, and Ryan January couldn't locate where it had gone. You know, Adam, some mysteries difficult to solve.
Yeah.
Ryan January did get to the bottom of things eventually, but Johnny Butler is now in scoring position. Wild pitch for Lockhart. Annalise with a count of nothing and one. The pitch popped him up on the right side into foul territory. January yields first baseman Vargas over with the catch for out number two. Butler stuck at second. That's a big out for Great Lakes. Annalise had such a good offensive game yesterday, but today he's now 0 for 2. At weak contact, up will step Hanson Lopez.
You want to solve a mystery? Just go to the meddling kids.
Would have gotten away with it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Hanson Lopez, a right-handed batter, struck out looking his first time up. Lefty Lockhart throws. Strike called on the outside corner. About Hanson Lopez in his very first game with the Lugnuts. Offense has not really been his thing. They put up an average of 136 for him. That's not true for this year. Lockhart to the plate. Lopez grounds it right side, backhanded by Vargas. Lopez plugging up the line. This underhand toss, though, caught by Lockhart. That one felt a little bit funky, too. But in the end, the Loons do retire the side and end the top of the fifth inning. Lugnuts score the game-tying run, though. One hit, a double by Brook. One runner stranded in scoring position. It's 1-1, halfway to the house, going to the bottom of the fifth from Dow Diamond.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
One to one now, going to the bottom of the fifth inning. Righty Steve Emanuels for the Lugnuts lets it fly to Jenny DeLuca. And the fastball down, ball one. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Adam Jackson by my side is about to feast. He's going to dig in. Righty deals to righty. DeLuca takes. Strike called at the knees on the outside corner. Sorry, I don't know what I was saying. You just continue. Don't talk with your mouth full, though. The pitch to DeLuca, swing and a miss, slide piece, ball and two strikes. It's DeLuca, Leonard, and Vivas. Adam and I are having a fine time and a fine day. Just an hour and, what would you say, about 20 minutes north and east of Lansing. Breaking ball low and away, taken by DeLuca this time. Johnny DeLuca is 0 for 2 from the leadoff spot in the order. Fly to left, strikeout looking. And he's Leonard waiting, watching on deck. The pitch. DeLuca fouls it away to the right. Two balls and two strikes. DeLuca, the Oregon Duck, suiting up for the Great Lakes Loons. Adam Jackson, the bird lover and expert to my left. 2-2. Bouncer, foul, left side. Adam, what is the relationship between a duck and a loon?
I think...
Same waterfowl community.
Yeah, I think they're complementary.
Yeah. Familiar calls. 2-2 pitch. Down and away and right through catcher Lopez. Count is full. It's really fun, by the way. When you get together with Adam Jaxa, when you see him, just talk to him about birds. Let him know the last time you saw a bald eagle. A payoff pitch. Just outside from Emanuels, he's walked DeLuca, opening up the fifth inning.
I don't know about all birds, but yeah, bald eagles, we can talk.
And if you play golf with him, you know, the more birdies, the better.
We don't talk as much about those because those don't happen as often.
An eagle, perhaps?
Never has happened.
Eddie Slanard steps in now, 0 for 2, fly to right, ground out to third. DeLuca, the runner at first base in a 1-1 game in the home fifth. Johnny DeLuca 6-for-7 in stealing this year. Emanuel spins, throws, tag, safe the call. Now Lansing has picked off some runners this year, including Brock Whittlesey, in a crucial spot last night to a 4-2 win. Righty to righty, Eddie Slanard waits. Pitch on its way, takes. Fastball called a strike at the letters.
I think he had him there, Jesse. If Emanuels throws over to Soderstrom and that's a midair catch instead of the hop, I think he was out. Very close play.
DeLuca starts to stretch out that lead once more. The pitch. Bouncing in, then past Lopez, and DeLuca takes second. Hanson Lopez goes to retrieve. A wild pitch for Stevie Emanuels. That is Stevie's seventh wild pitch of the year. That by far and away is the most on the Lugnuts.
It's that slider. A lot of times in the dirt, it's tough for whatever catcher he's got back there. And sometimes it's a little bit too low and can skip, and you never know where it's going to end up.
Ball and a strike on the dangerous Eddie Slanard. Emanuels throws. Line drive right field. Lawrence Butler to his right. He reaches up for the catch. DeLuca tags. He motors over to third base. A throw in on one hop to Drew Swift as DeLuca turns and watches. Run away in the bottom of the fifth inning. This is going to be a crucial plate appearance. Yorbit Vivas, 12 for 22 in this series. 1 for 2 with a line drive single today. And he steps in with the infield drawn in a tie game in the fifth. Righty fires to left-handed batter. Up high and away, ball one. I've been staggered by how Vivas has hit against the Lugnuts. Entering this series, Yorbit Vivas, a 210 hitter. Skies one to left field off this pitch. In comes left fielder Johnny Butler with the catch. DeLuca's not going to try him as Butler pegs it in perfectly. Cut by third baseman Bikina left of the mound. Vivas does not hurt this time. Two outs for Jose Ramos. Yorbit Vivas, he's now to 256, but Emmanuels gets him. Enormous. Now can he also get Jose Ramos, who is 6 for 24. Right-hander deals to right-hander. Swing and a miss. That great Emmanuels curveball, strike one.
Big momentum point in this game. You just get the run to tie it up. You don't want to give one back. Keep this game 1-1. Going to take one out here.
The toss. Strike two called on the inside corner. He went back-to-back with the hook. Ramos is 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a double play ball against Stevie.
Give me a high fastball here.
Here it is. Fastball fought off out of the screen. It wasn't all that high, but it was in on the hands. Adam Order up. Mac cheese, chicken tenders, and on this 0-2.
High fastball.
Okay.
Shoulder high.
Lopez readies. Emmanuels delivers. Shoulder high fastball taken for ball one.
I like it.
I like this connection between you and Hanson Lopez.
Now you're going back to the curve. Changing the pace right here. He swung, connected with the fastball. You showed him the fastball again. Go right back to the curve. And you got to trust that your catcher can hold on to it.
A 1-1 game, bottom of the fifth, two outs. DeLuca at third. Vidal, breaking ball, swung at and missed. He got him with the curve. It was in the dirt. Lopez picks it up. The throw down to first completes the strikeout and ends the fifth inning.
Well done. I mean, that's a great pitch sequence right there from Emmanuels. Go at him with a couple fastballs, get him to swing and miss out of the zone. Great job by Hanson Lopez to secure it.
Fifth strikeout for Stevie Emmanuels ends a scoreless fifth. We go to the sixth from Dow Diamond in Midland. The Loons won, the Lugnuts won.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I made the decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
It is, in fact, Ryan Sublett who checks in out of the Great Lakes Loons pen, replacing lefty Lyle Lockhart.
The Loons starting pitcher today, 5 innings, 1 unearned run due to his own fielding error. And that is the reason that this game is all tied up 1-1. Top of the order time for the Lugnuts. Swift followed by Beck and Butler against the righty Sublett. The pitch. Drew Swift takes ball 1 high. Here's Adam on Ryan Sublett.
Yeah, Ryan Sublett, the 6'2 righty, 200-pounder from Lamont, Illinois. We saw him a few days ago where he pitched 1 inning, gave up a run and a hit in that half inning with a couple of walks and 3 strikeouts.
Fires. Fastball high for ball 2. And Drew Swift has struck out, and he's grounded out to the pitcher. The finale of this 6-game series, which began with so much offensive fireworks. Sublett deals. There's a called strike, snapping it at 9. So out of the hands of the starting pitchers, although for the Lugnuts, Hogan Harris started. The scheduled starter, Stevie Emanuels, then checked in for him. The 2-1, up and inside, buzzing the radar tower. 3 balls and a strike on Drew Swift.
My goodness, I'm happy to see him get out of the way because the Lugnuts just can't afford any more injuries, and that was in the danger zone up there.
Swift did face Sublett on Thursday, delivered an RBI single. A 3-1 is waved out and missed. High fastball at 95. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Swift. Sublett walked McCall, walked Broba, Swift singled, and then 3 straight strikeouts from Sublett to wrap up an 8-5 Loons win. A 3-2 is fouled back to the screen, and we'll try it again. Loons' run came in the second. Lugnuts' run came last inning in the fifth. Nobody on, nobody out. Right-hander to right-hander. A payoff. High for ball 4. Ryan Sublett issues his 14th walk in 17 and two-thirds innings. In speaking with the broadcasters of the Loons, Brett Tunney, Noah Wolf, they said that the Loons pitching the entire Dodgers organizational pitching philosophy shifted from early on. Early on, it was just, how good is your stuff? Walks don't matter. And then as the Loons walked everybody in sight, suddenly walks mattered a little bit more. The pitch to Austin Beck, high for ball 1. But we can see that, Adam, just looking at these high walk numbers all around the Loons staff. Sublett, one of those. Here comes the pitching coach, David Anderson, racing out to the mound to be joined by the catcher, Ryan January. Swift at first base with his great speed. Just swiped a couple of bags the other day. And it's a 1-1 game in the top of the 6th inning. The final innings, 5 strikeouts. Lockhart only allowed 2 hits. Official score ruling that Austin Beck's deep drive in the 4th inning was not in fact a triple. Did rule a 3-base error on Leonard. A dubious and disliked call by the Lugnuts dugout. Lockhart did not walk anybody. Now Sublett with the 1-0. Strike called on the outside corner to Beck.
Dubious. Good word.
Thank you.
He's due, Beck. I mean, he's had 2 really hard hit balls to deep center field in this game.
The pitch. Breaking ball outside. I feel like Sublett has to establish that breaking ball for a strike if he's going to want Austin Beck to chase.
Not even necessarily Austin needing a home run here, but he's had such good hard contact, he deserves a base hit, at least.
Swift at first, nobody out. Swift doesn't run. Beck fouls back the breaking ball. 2 balls and 2 strikes. On deck, Lawrence Butler. Deep bend at the knees, Sublett checking on Swift to his left. Swift is edging away. Pickoff throw late. The Loons entered this series riding high with confidence. The Lugnuts had just come out of splitting a 6-game series against the first-place Dayton Dragons. And so the Loons were thinking to themselves, maybe Dayton was faltering. They take the series from the Lugnuts. They move up. Beck takes ball 3 outside. Well, instead, here are the Lugnuts playing the Loons tough. And it's instead been the Dayton Dragons widening things out in the Eastern Division. Now the lead is up to 4 games between the first and second place squads. A 3-2 to Beck. Swift doesn't move. Beck strikes out swinging. Gave him a 3-2 slider away. One out in the sixth. Right now, elsewhere in the Midwest League, it is Dayton playing game one of a doubleheader at home against Quad Cities. I think, Adam, they've had three rainouts, and they've had to play three doubleheaders in that series. And the Dragons are Trevor Bandits, who've had a poor start to the year. Lawrence Butler bats left. First pitch, fouled off to the netting. Score tied up here, 1-1, Lugnuts and Loons. Lugnuts batting with Swift at first and one out in the top of the sixth.
For those worried about it being a getaway day and it being late, that game was scheduled for 6:05 anyways.
Nah.
Thanks, Dayton.
Thank you, Dayton. The Dayton Dragons. Swift at first. Does he run? Pickoff, though, instead. He crawls back to the bag. No tag by Vargas. I haven't seen that a lot. West Michigan is blanking Fort Wayne 5-0. They're in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Whitecaps are playing better and better baseball. There are four games below 500 coming into play today. The Tin Caps, though, are in the cellar. And a 1 for Lawrence Butler. Swift runs. Pitches high. Fumbled at home plate by January. Drew Swift has the steal. No throw. It's his third steal of the season. It's his third steal in 3 days.
I was going to tell you, Jesse, if Beck didn't get on, I think we're going to see a Swift steal because he showcased that speed, and indeed the Lugnuts have been more aggressive over these last few days, and great job by Drew Swift.
A 1-ball, 1-strike pitch. Butler foul tips it into, then out of the mid of January. It's nothing and two on the number 3 batter in the order. Right fielder Lawrence Butler is 0 for 2 with 2 swinging strikeouts. 2 days ago, he had a single and an RBI double. Yesterday, Butler, a single and a homer. Butler against the righty, Sublette. Tied up in the sixth, Swift at second. Sublette throws. Swift starts and stops. The fastball is high. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Drew Swift is in Ryan January's head. He's got the catcher jumping out. And Marty Bikina is waiting on deck. Can Butler deliver? A break even. Outside is full on a third straight batter.
Well, here's the difference in the two at-bats for Butler prior. He's not swinging at pitches out of the zone and striking out. He's laid off of everything outside and high.
3-2 to Swift. Walk. 3-2 to Beck. Struck out. 3-2 to Butler. Strike three called right down the middle. Two outs.
I think he was reading maybe perhaps that slider that Austin Beck just got a plate appearance before that was out of the zone that Austin thought was going to be in the zone with the fastball. Instead, that's a good change there from Sublette going fastball right down the chute.
Swift at second. Lugnuts batting in a tie game 1-1 in the sixth. Two outs for Marty Bikina. Righty throws to righty. Sublette missed away. Ball one. Elsewhere in the Midwest League, later on today, Lake County plays at Cedar Rapids. That game, it's getting all set to start at the top of the hour. South Bend is trailing in Wisconsin in the third, 3-0. Sublette deals a 1-0 for Bikina. Ground ball up the middle. Shortstop Valera to his left, grabs, fires to first, got him. Side retired. Swift left in scoring position. On her way to the bottom of the sixth inning from Midland. It remains. The Lugnuts won. The Loons won.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And of course, remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here's the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, hardware, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Steve Emanuels returns to the mound. January Valera and Vargas to oppose. Bottom of the sixth, a 1-1 game. The big righty deals. First offering is fly to center field by Ryan January. Chasing it into the alleyway, it's the center fielder Beck, but he's overlapped with by Butler in left, who takes it in. Right through the wind. And Johnny Butler avoids the collision, and there's at number one. And that ball slicing off the bat of the left-handed hitter. Stevie Emanuels now against Leonel Valera. That's 3 2/3 innings scoreless for Emanuels out of the pen. He fires off speed down. One ball and no strikes on Valera, who today is 0 for 2, though he did reach on an error and score a run in the second. The pitch off speed breaks at the belt for a called strike. Home plate umpire Van Vranken is deliberate as ever. Emanuels throws. Check swing. Just off the outside corner. Catcher Hanson Lopez caught it and held it. That extra tick. Didn't get the call. Emanuels. Two balls and one strike. One out, nobody on. Bottom of the sixth inning. We're in Midland, Michigan, home of the Great Lakes Loons at Dow Diamond. Cloudy skies above. Sixth game of the series. A 3-1 pitch for Leonel Valera. Fouled straight back. Count is full. The Lugnuts and the Loons will get together 24 times this year. Plenty of time to get acquainted. Next times that they'll match up start on the 4th of July, a six-game series in Lansing, Michigan. The 4th of July through the 10th. Payoff up high. Valera takes ball four.
Do you know why the Loons are always on the road for the fourth?
Yes, because this ballpark does not have the largest capacity.
No.
They want to make sure that the larger the capacity, the better for the 4th of July. Lansing has larger capacity. Give Lansing the home game.
It's actually the Loons requested not to be played on the 4th here because they host the city fireworks.
You know, the Lugnuts also host city fireworks.
Right. Oh, we do them both sometimes at the same time.
Pitching coach Dan Schulze is on his way out there to talk with Stevie Emanuels. What, they think that other teams in the league don't have city fireworks?
So, I guess, I think it's a combined Midwest League, bigger opportunity, bigger park, so they want it to be hosted by the Nuts, but they're always playing the Loons because the Loons don't want to host on the 4th.
They don't always play the Loons, though.
Typically, the last, what, 4 or 5 years?
Well, it was the Dayton Dragons last year.
Oh, that's right. That's right, it was.
But that's interesting to me. Like, it was interesting to me that Dayton last year should be on the road because they always get enormous crowds.
We love it.
I do not remember the last time that the Lugnuts were on the road for the 4th of July, though. That has just been a consistent thing. 4th of July, Lugnuts are home. This time it will be the Great Lakes Loons. Do you know what's happening on the 5th of July? Off day. Emmanuel Vargas is the batter. Emanuels misses away. Ball one.
Odd.
Well, it's a Tuesday. The 4th of July is on a Monday. Every Monday is an off day in minor league baseball, except if it's the 4th of July. Popped foul, out of play to our left. Ball and a strike on Vargas. And so the feeling is, if we're going to play on that Monday and there won't be a day off, we might as well take that Tuesday off, and that's what's going to happen. The Lugnuts will host the Loons on the 4th of July. Both teams will break for the 5th and then reconvene on the 6th. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good changeup. He's been working on a better changeup with a new grip. And the results are good. Adam, you and I, what would we always say when it came to a Stevie Emanuel start? That there would be an inning where things would get rough for him. 1-2 pitch will wait. Pickoff, though, instead. Tagged by Soderstrom. He's gone. Emanuels picks Valera clean. Two outs in the sixth inning.
Well, we told you earlier in the game he had one it looked like picked off, but he bounced it over to Soderstrom. That one was a little bit up the line, but it was enough in the air that Soderstrom could catch, make the tag. Great move by Stevie Emanuels.
12 outs now recorded by Emanuels in relief. Score is tied 1-1. There's a swing and a pop-up soaring off to the left. Foul ground. Bikina, the third baseman, out of room. All bounces away. One ball, two strikes, and the left-handed hitting first baseman, Emanuel Vargas. Two outs and nobody on in the bottom of the sixth inning in a 1-1 game. The Lugnuts come back here to Great Lakes on July 26th, opening up a six-game series to end the month of July. And then it's back to Lansing in August, Lugnuts hosting the Loons. 1-2. Outside, that was the changeup again. Two balls and two strikes. For Stevie Emanuels, that's 63 pitches, 40 strikes to this point. Vargas takes, strike three called on the outside corner. The inning is over. Emanuels records his sixth strikeout. He faces the minimum in the sixth inning, a walk, but a runner picked. We're going to the seventh. It's still a 1-1 game, and Adam Jacks is coming up with the call.
If you have a breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
All right, here we go into the seventh, tied at one between the Loons and the Lugs. Jose Hernandez, the new man on the mound. First pitch. Outside, ball one. Tyler Soderstrom, Ryan Buelvas, and Johnny Butler, the three, up here in the seventh. Only 5 combined hits today between the two teams. 3 combined errors. The pitch, swing and a miss, came in on the hands to Soderstrom. Here's Jesse for more on Mr. Hernandez.
Nickname is Petey. Got the fastball up to 99.
The pitch. Loops in there, strike 2, high in the zone on the inner third of the plate. Soderstrom today, a couple of flyouts, one to center, the other a weak pop-out right down the third base side, a couple of steps from the plate. The pitch, hammered out to right center field, that ball dropping it down for a base hit as it goes towards the wall. Soderstrom around first, and he eases into second, a double for Tyler Soderstrom to lead off the seventh.
It's just a bad formula for a pitcher to follow, Adam, to think that you can get Soderstrom out with velocity, especially velocity up. His bat is way too quick.
Seventh double this year for Soderstrom, and the second double today for the Nuts. They've got 53 this year. So we'll see if they can get a run home here and take their first lead. They were down 1-0 after 2. Got the tying run in the fifth. We play here in the seventh with the sun still shining at Dow Diamond coming up at 3 o'clock Eastern time. Brian Buelvas in the box, shows bunt, pulls it back, strike 1.
I was listening to the Loons broadcast team earlier today, Adam, and what they were most concerned about was the Lugnuts' bats against the Loons pen. They said if the game was close, this is where you really had to worry about the Lugnuts offense.
Just as it was yesterday. The pitch. Swing and a foul tip into the glove. And it's no balls, two strikes on Brian Buelvas. Lugnuts had not had a sacrifice, even though he showed bunt this year. So no surprise he was swinging away, but has to protect now. 0-2. The lefty Hernandez's pitch. Way outside. Ball one. Soderstrom at second. Not the fleetest of foot, the power hitter. 6'2", 200-pounder, as you'd expect. Going to take a little bit more, but he can still motor in from second. If Buelvas can get one down, it'll be interesting to see. The pitch on the ground towards short. So to first, it's late on the one-half effort by Vargas to pick it. He knocks it down, but can't catch it. Even if he does catch it flush, Buelvas beat it out. That's an E6 on Valera. And they're at the corners with nobody out to start this seventh inning for Lansing.
Adam, correct me if I'm wrong. That ball was grounded in front of Soderstrom, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're never supposed to break for the upcoming bag when the ball is grounded in front of you. But because Tyler did, he distracted Valera. Valera started thinking, okay, I've got to grab this and throw to third base. And that threw him off. It threw off his focus. It led to the error.
Johnny Butler reached on an error the last time he was up, and it drew the Lugnuts first run. Here he stands, lefty on lefty, the pitch. Up and in as Butler bobs back out of the way. One ball and no strikes on Johnny Butler, who's 0-2 today.
Game of fielding miscues, opening doors for the opposition for both teams.
Three errors now on the Loons today to give them 41 errors this season. The pitch home. That's inside as Butler raises the arm out of the way. Two balls, no strikes. Butler coming into this game as we get a visit from the pitching coach, David Anderson. 10 for his last 25 in his last seven games. Now, part of that was him on the IL. He was from April 30th to May 20th on that injured list. So 10 for 27 now in his last eight games due today, you would assume, with how he's been swinging the bat, especially after he doubled in a run a couple of nights ago to help Lansing come a little bit closer in that 6-2 loss to Great Lakes on Friday nights. Well, this would be quite the series split for the Nuts if they could find a way. Tied here at 1 in the 7th. Took game 1, then lost 3 straight. Won last night, trying to win today. The pitch. Fastball on the outside. Soderstrom doubled, and then an error by Leonel Valera allows Buelvas to reach. First and third, nobody out. And the pitch. In on the hand, swing and a miss. 2-2. Butler either checking the count or checking to see if that last pitch would have been a called strike two if he didn't swing. Digs back in from the left side on this mid-60s afternoon on this Sunday. 2-2. Off the second goes Buelvas. Reached down and fouled towards the Lugnuts or Loons dugout first base side. So Buelvas will head back to second. It was a chilly start to the day. When arriving to the park, it was around 60 degrees, but felt a little bit cooler. And actually showing 61 right now, but the sun being out certainly helping the cause. Feels like it's warmed up. Light breeze today. 2-2. In on the handle and fouled back off the netting. Two balls, two strikes on Johnny Butler. Trying to deliver here. First and third with nobody out. The pitch. Checked it. Bounces in the dirt. Didn't offer. And it's three balls, two strikes on Johnny Butler.
Adam, I go back to last year. Remember how Butler opened things up with Lansing? It was 5 for his first 43. And it just felt like it wasn't going his way. Now, he's just back off the injured list. And yet, He has been one of the Lugnuts' most trusted hitters. He's battling every at-bat.
The pitch home. Up and in, ball four, and the bases are loaded. Butler 5-for-10 with runners in scoring position. This time just a walk, and they are now loaded up with Soderstrom at third, Bleck first, and Eusebio Angeles, the chance to give the Lugnuts the lead.
What a great plate appearance by Johnny Butler, fouling off some tough pitches, taking some tough pitches. Now you just need Eusebio Angeles to take a deep breath. He swung too hastily each of his first two times.
The first pitch, up high, ball one. Angeles this year batting just under 350 with runners in scoring position. 13 hits in 38 at-bats with two doubles and 13 singles. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike one.
Was he too fast on a 91-mile-an-hour fastball?
Yeah, he looked like he was a little eager.
He turned that pitch into a changeup. I'm not sure how you can do that.
1-1 in the top of the seventh. Bases loaded. Nobody out. Golden opportunity for the Nuts. The pitch home. Hard hit. Right back up the middle. Glove, though, at second by Hewitt. Steps on second. One hops to first in time. It's a double play. Soderstrom scores. Guelvas to third. Lugnuts lead for the first time today. 2-1.
Jose Hernandez is lucky he didn't get nailed.
Tough luck there for Eusebio Angeles, who smoked that baseball, and Jesse's right, somehow didn't make contact with Hernandez. No RBI there on the double play, and now an opportunity to drive in one more as Hanson Lopez steps up. First pitch, wide of the zone, ball one. Lopez in his first game with the Nuts, 0-for-2. Strikeout looking, ground ball to first in his second at bat. Guelvas charging down the line, backs up the pitch, swing and a miss, one ball, one strike.
Adam, why not? Left-hander with his back to you is not paying you any attention. Right-handed hitter, so the catcher can't see you. Why not if you're Brian Guelvas?
Pitch. Fastball, swing and a miss at 92. Good healthy cut from Lopez, but no contact. One ball, two strikes here with two outs and a runner at third. Lugnuts with their first lead, 2-1 in this seventh inning. Jose Hernandez kicks and throws. Popped up behind home plate, back out of play. That one bounces off the top of the roofing and comes back down to the lower bowl. Heads up. Sprinkled fans throughout the entire ballpark and across the lower bowl this afternoon. Hernandez throws into the dirt. Good eye. Two balls, two strikes on Hanson Lopez, who didn't have big hitting numbers to open up the year.
Well, he opened up the year here.
Just mentioning down in extended spring training.
This is his first game of the season.
And the pitch. That's on the ground, first base side, snagged by Vargas, throws, and it's dropped by the pitcher Hernandez. Safe at first is Lopez, and in to score comes Guelvas. That ball was thrown back across the body of Hernandez, a little errant, and he couldn't hold on to it. So another error forces a run for the Nuts.
It was nearly a great play. Vargas snow-coning it to his left. But the Loons throughout today, Adam, have really struggled on plays with a pitcher covering at first base. And that's the latest example. What a big insurance run.
Now here's Drew Swift. The pitch down low. One ball, no strike. I see what you're saying with Hanson Lopez. His number's from last year.
Yes. Sorry.
My apologies. But either way, puts it in play there, and the Nuts get another run thanks to a miscue at first with the pitcher. That pitch in there.
Or with the game notes?
Nope, I made a typo reading the game notes in my head, that typo. 2021 is not the current year we're in. We'll get there.
It was a nice year.
The 1-1. Breaking ball loops in there. Strike two. One ball, two strikes. Nuts now in front 3-1 thanks to a two-run seventh. It's been nothing pretty. They've gotten the job done. On the fourth error by the Loons, two in this half inning. That one going on Vargas at first. The pitch down low. Two balls, two strikes on Swift. It's too bad for Lopez. Doesn't get an RBI there on the year, but put it in play on a great stop by Vargas to his left. The pitch cut back off the net. Two balls, two strikes on Swift today. 0-2 with a walk and a stolen base in the sixth. Nuts have scored one in the fifth and two here in the seventh. Up 3-1 on Great Lakes, who scored just two runs yesterday. They have just one today. The pitch. Breaking ball. Back up the middle. Base hit into left center field. And there Hanson Lopez turns around second for a moment. He'll stay put. But here come the Lugnuts in the seventh inning as they continue on. First and second now with two outs for Austin Beck.
Drew Swift has a way of not over-swinging, just putting the ball into play. Set it right up through the middle of the infield. And how about knocking out Jose Hernandez?
We talked about it. The Loons a little susceptible in the pen today, and that's been correct so far. Two runs in the seventh. And the Nuts, nothing fancy, but they've taken advantage of four Great Lakes errors. Two more in this half inning to help two runs coming in. And Jose Hernandez will exit after he faces six batters. The big swingers of Austin Beck, Lawrence Butler, and Marty McKenna getting ready to come up, all with two outs. You feel Austin Beck is due with the way he swung today. And that's, I imagine, what Austin Chubb is thinking. He's put some good connection on a couple of swings. So he goes to the bullpen.
How about the third time that we're seeing Antonio Knowles in this series? We first saw the right-hander firing a scoreless inning, striking out two, and allowing a base hit, a single to, oh, by the way, Austin Beck. Then we saw him later on in the series. Knowles pitched on Thursday. He was one of six Great Lakes Loons relievers used in that game. He fired a scoreless, hitless inning. He walked one. He struck out one. So here's Knowles making his 12th relief appearance of the year, Adam.
All righty. Thanks so much, Jesse. So he warms up as Beck gets ready to face him. You know, a home run swing would do a couple of things here. One, open this game up. Two, extend the home run hitting streak of, what'd you say, 12 games in a row? The Nuts have had one. Going back to that West Michigan series. Three, make us very happy, which is obviously most important. Make the Beck family and Austin Beck himself very happy. Austin sitting on six home runs right now, trailing both Tyler Soderstrom and Brett Harris for the team lead, each of which have seven. Lansing sitting on an even 40, but as they climb upwards, let's see what Austin has here. First and second, two outs. The pitch down low, ball one. Austin today tattooed a ball to center twice. The first one, deep center around the start of the warning track. Second one, back of the track towards the wall. It was dropped by Leonard as he was spinning frantically trying to find the baseball. Couldn't hold on to it. And then a strikeout swing by Beck on a slider away. The pitch. Hard hit. Third base catch by Vivas on a line. Austin Beck just can't buy one today. He's hit the ball hard three times, and all three times right at a Loon. That's unfortunate. Lugnuts do score a couple after leaving a couple stranded. It's 3-1 Nuts, their first advantage of the day. Stretch it out. Bottom seven is next.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
It's
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
A lead for the first time today for the Nuts, up 3-1 as we bring you to the bottom of the seventh. Lansing getting a great performance today from Stevie Emanuels. As he the bookend starter after Hogan Harris, the opener. And it'll be Joe Demers that comes in to relieve him as Demers tries to keep the Lugs in front, up 3-1. Edwin Mateo's first pitch in there, strike one.
11th appearance of the year for the native of Boise, Idaho, Adam. At 21 1/3 innings, he's whipped 16. He has walked just 4.
Second pitch. High and tight, ball one.
We saw Demers earlier on in the series, too, back on the 19th. 2 1/3 scoreless innings against these Loons.
The pitch. Hard shot the other way. Base hit is down. Over to the left side of the field is butt single for Mateo to lead things off in the seventh.
Will John Cena bring him up there?
We had what? Hulk Hogan earlier?
Yes.
My goodness. All right, here's the nine-hitter, Max Hewitt. That's inside, and did that hit him? Yeah. Yes, it did. Oh, my goodness. What a tough start to this seventh inning.
So Joe Demers works inside. That's part of his effectiveness. He needs to own that inside corner. Adam, 4 hit batters this year for Demers is tied for the team lead, and what an inopportune time.
So the first two have reached, and the tying runs are on to open up this seventh after Emanuels pitched so well. Demers going to come through and try and clean this up to keep that two-run advantage. And back to the top of the card for Johnny DeLuca, who is just waiting to pounce the pitch. Fastball outside, ball one. He's had a tough series, DeLuca, but still their home run leader with 11. Neither team with a home run today at this point in this half inning. We hope it stays that way. The pitch, a little bit off speed at 86 in there for strike one. DeLuca from the right side. The pitch out over the right side towards the fans. 1-2. Johnny DeLuca in this series, 2 for 23. 2 runs, 2 doubles, 5 walks, 6 strikeouts. He has not been supremely productive. 1-2. Slider just outside, and DeLuca held up. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Good pitch right there, ahead in the count. Trying to get Johnny DeLuca to chase. Couple strikeout looking in the second. Walk in the fifth. 3-1 Nuts in the seventh. 2-2. Shot back up over the netting. Ricochets off the top roofing of the suite level. Karam's back down into the lower bowl and concourse area. Fans still buzzing on a Sunday afternoon in late May. 2-2. Slider low and outside, and it's 3-2. Boy, DeLuca making it tough. He's laying off the pitches out of the zone, making Demers come into him. Mateo at second, Hewitt at first. Demers could use a strikeout or an out of any sorts. 3-2 pitch. Hard hit back up the middle. That's down, base hit. In comes back to field it. Guns it in, and the runners hold station to station. And the first three have reached against Demers. Bases loaded. Nobody out in the seventh.
Adam, the unusual thing to my mind is the lift. The singles by Mateo and now DeLuke are line drives. When Joe Demers is working well, those balls are on the ground.
So just as Lansing did in the top half of the seventh, they loaded the bases with nobody out, scored two. The Loons have loaded the bases with nobody out. Don Schulze marching out to get a word in with Joe Demers as Eddie Leonard, who's 0 for 3 today, gets ready to swing. This will provide us an opportunity to answer the trivia question today as we await the drama in the seventh. We asked you back in the fourth, what were the three things that the great, legendary, and Renaissance man Bill King mentioned to current A's broadcaster Ken Korick that he didn't want him to do as the two spent 10 years together broadcasting A's baseball. Jesse, did we get any answers in the email?
Marsha Bullard emails in, was it Grand Slam home run? Disliked being thanked by his broadcast partner.
Check, check, and check. Well done, Marsha. How about that? Ken went on to say in the book he thought they were going to be three very aggressive things that he might have trouble with. The first pitch, low and outside, ball one to Eddie Leonard. But he said, okay, that shouldn't be too difficult. Grand Slam home run because it's redundant early on because he believed on wasn't needed. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Pulled the string on him. One ball, one strike. And as we do so much here in Lansing, didn't like the inconsistency or the flow interruption of thanking your partner when you got the call. The pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-2 with the slider. So you'll notice when you listen to Ken and Vin call the games, when they toss to each other, I believe Vince does the third, fourth, and seventh innings on play-by-play, and then Vin will toss to Ken to open the broadcast. They never say thanks. They just go right into their play-by-play. The pitch, up and in, two balls, two strikes. So pretty cool. Bill King, a legend in the Bay Area. And good book, Holy Toledo. Check it out. Thanks, Marshall, for the response. 2-2, slider away. Three balls, two strikes. Give these Loons a lot of credit. They are not being enticed by that slider from Demers away. He's going to have to come in the zone again. Bases loaded. Mateo at third. Hewitt at second. DeLuke at first. And a 3-2 pitch. Here it is. Outside ball four, walks in a run. It's 3-2.
Joe Demers, there's a two-seam fastball that he was trying to run back to the outside corner. He just left it off the edge at him. He was very careful with Leonard. His thinking was, I would rather walk him than allow Leonard to mash.
Well, the problem with that is Yorbit Vivas is on deck, and he is raked in this series. Nobody out. It's a one-run game, and the bases are still loaded. And this lead is evaporating quickly. The pitch. In there, strike one. Good pitch from Demers.
You can live there on Yorbit Vivas. He crowds home plate. He dares you to pitch him in. He wants it away.
0-1. Hard hit down the first base side. Fair. This will score one run. Hewitt. Right behind him, DeLuca comes in to score. That ball still around the wall to second with a two-run double is Vivas. And the Loons strike there in front 4-3 in the seventh.
It's the off-speed from Joe Demers. And Vivas just laid the barrel of the bat down on it, dropped it on, dragged that ground ball in between Soderstrom and the bag. Nothing too special. It's the Demers grounder that he was looking for. Just Tyler Soderstrom playing in, couldn't get over to it in time.
This has been an absolute nightmare seventh inning for the Lugnuts. The first five have reached right after they grabbed the lead for the first time. And the first pitch in there, but Ramos not called a strike. Demers asking where it was. Brian Van Vranken didn't go up with the right hand. So it's one ball, no strikes. Second and third, nobody out. The pitch outside, two balls, no strikes. There is action down there in the pen as the Lugnuts start to warm. It looks like Daniel Martinez. 2-0. That's in there. Strike one. This half inning, single, HBP, single, bases loaded walk, two-run double. Nobody out, 4-3 Loons. The pitch. That slides outside. Three balls and a strike. The reason Lansing won yesterday, they didn't allow any multi-run half innings. The reason they lost the last 3 days, they allowed a ton of multi-run half innings. And here, a three spot in the seventh, and still nobody out. The room for error so thin against this Loons offense. The pitch. And it's three balls, two strikes. They say that Ramos did get a piece of that into the glove of Hanson Lopez. Demers desperately needs an out here. The 3-2. Hard hit. Catch by Arurebio Angeles as it spun him around. And he had to check his mitt to make sure he still had the baseball. That's how the first out happens. Both runners back to their bags.
That ball was hit so hard. And he just went up, he nabbed it. And I think, Adam, he was looking to see, is it caught in my glove? Did it burn the webbing at all?
Now it's Ryan January from the left side. Second and third, one out in the seventh. The pitch. Swing and a foul tap off the equipment there of Lopez. January 0 for 2 with a walk. Loons 4, Lugs 3. They've erupted for 3 in the seventh. Their first runs since the one run in the second. The pitch. Hard hit down the right field side and on the line. No, it's foul. Oh, that was close, and it looked like it had chalk on the right field side, but not to be, according to Brian Van Vranken, the home plate umpire. Instead, a second strike on Ryan January, and the Lugnuts very fortunate that didn't turn into the second double in this half inning by maybe an inch.
I don't know, Adam. I didn't see any chalk.
I see the chalk now, but I don't know if the baseball hit the chalk. There's the 0-2 pitch.
Yeah.
On the outside corner, strike three. Changed it up at 81. Just a floating off-speed pitch for the strikeout and the second straight out. What a change in two pitches. Looks like the Loons have another double and two more runs in. Instead, a foul ball and then a strikeout on the next pitch. And Valera now stands in the way of keeping this a one-run game. Put it in there, strike one. Back to the breaking ball. 4-3 Loons, bottom seven. We had seen just two combined runs in this game until five combined in the seventh. Next pitch slides outside. 1-1. Two in the top of the seventh from the Nuts. Three in the bottom of the seventh from the Loons. Second and third, two outs in the seventh for Valera. The pitch. Popped up, shallow center field. Long run for Beck to his left. He's under it and then glides a couple of steps to his left more to make the catch. And the damage is done. It could have been worse. Demers, great job fighting through after allowing the first five to reach. The Loons do capture the lead as they are up 4-3, heading to the eighth. Offense needed for the Nuts. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler takes you the rest of the way when we return.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcos Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go Nuts!
Broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
This is a really fun baseball game. It's 4-3 Great Lakes Loons. As we hit the eighth inning, Lawrence Butler steps in and swings and misses a first pitch fastball, strike one. From the righty, Antonio Knowles took over for Jose Hernandez in the seventh inning when Hernandez was imploding. Knowles throws. Butler swings and misses a good breaking ball. And the count is nothing and two. Knowles then, with Lansing Lugnuts runners at first and second base, allowed a wicked liner by Austin Beck. Check swing by Butler, breaking ball down. Went around too far on appeal, strike three. Lawrence Butler is 0-for-4 with four strikeouts. Beck's line drive, though, speared by Vivas at third. That kept the Lugnuts rally to two runs, breaking a 1-1 tie in the top of the seventh. Down to the bottom of the seventh inning, the Loons scored three. Loons are up 4-3. Marty Bikina takes ball one down from Knowles. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Righty, righty. Knowles throws. Bikina takes. Strike called. Fastball in the outside corner. Marty is 1-for-3 with an infield single. Knowles to the plate. Missed outside. Catcher January is trying to drag everything back into the strike zone, no matter how far away or low it is. A 2-1. That's down low. Did not try to present that one. Plucked it off the ground. Three balls and one strike in Bikina.
You know, that's what those catchers do.
The pitch. Fouled straight back. Wicked hack. Count is full. Automatic ball strike system. Where that is in effect, catcher does not have to worry about presentation. I've talked to catchers who miss it. Payoff, foul to the netting. Bikina stays alive. Although right now in the Florida State League, there's the challenge system. You can challenge the home plate umpire's call of ball or strike if you want to.
Just get it right. Automatic strike zone. Let's get this rolling.
You don't need to always get it right, do you? 3-2. Bikina goes down swinging. Two strikeouts in a row for Knowles. Blazed the fastball by him at 92. Two outs. Fans are so forgiving to umpires. Just like they're forgiving to players, coaches, each other, co-workers. Tyler Soderstrom takes right down the middle. Strike one called.
It's not like they're fanatical or anything.
Players on their fantasy team, people who cut them off in traffic. And 0-1. Soderstrom bounces left side. It goes off the glove of third baseman. Vivas, it trickles into center. Soderstrom dashes for second base. Left fielder Mateos throw in. Safe the call. Tyler's in there. Tying run in a scoring position for the Lugnuts. It is going to be the fifth error of the ball game on the Great Lakes Loons. It's a chopper toward short, and the third baseman, Vivas, got in Valera's way. Knocked it away. And I know that Adam earlier in the game said that Soderstrom isn't the fleetest of Lugnuts, but it didn't matter. He dashed all the way over. And now he leads away from second for Brian Brelbas. Knowles, the righty, lets it fly. Brelbas chops, shortstop Valera backs up, grabs the throw to first on the money. Side retired. Through 7.5, it remains the Loons 4, the Lugnuts 3 from Dow Diamond.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
As we go to the bottom half of the eighth inning, Lansing has made a substitution. They are easing Johnny Butler back into action. Butler is out. Lázaro Armenteros is in for Johnny in left field. That's going to be very significant when we go to the ninth. Loons 4, Lugnuts 3. Last chance for the Loons to add some insurance. First pitch from the righty, Daniel Martinez. A called strike in the inside corner. Emmanuel Vargas, a left-handed batter. Edwin Mateo on deck. Then Max Hewitt, 7-8-9 for the Loons. The deal. Outside. One ball, one strike. He's walked and struck out twice. A left-handed hitting first baseman has homered each of the last 2 days. Martinez throws. Lofted to center field. Austin Beck waits for it. To his right, makes the catch reaching up. Beck, as he prepared for that baseball to come, he bent his knees, he got into a crouch, and then he straightened to receive at number one. Now Edwin Mateo. Jonah Mears ends up going one inning. He allows three hits. He walks one. He hits one. The Loons score three runs against him. He struck out one. But to Coach Don Schulze, he goes to the mound. Don Schulze visits Martinez. Let's tell you about Daniel out of Riverside, California, in his 11th appearance of the year. Martinez this year has worked now 10 and two-thirds innings. He has walked 12. One was intentional. He has struck out seven. And entering play today, the league was hitting 244 against him.
Colt Percival's best bud, Daniel Martinez.
Edwin Mateo, first pitch. Ground ball down toward first. Diving stop, Soderstrom to his feet. Runs to the bag for the out. Brilliance. As he lunged down to his left, that ball hopped up on him. He had to get the glove high to receive. Star next to it on the scorecard.
Yeah, almost like he went down and dove before it got there because of that hop and still made the play. That was incredible from Tyler Soderstrom. And then handles it himself as he gets to the bag in time.
Now Max Hewitt, two outs, nobody on. Batting left against the righty Martinez. Swings and missed a fastball, strike one. Hewitt remains hitless in his professional career, but he's walked and he's been hit by a pitch today. He has scored a run. He's 0 for 1 officially with a strikeout. The Loons 4, the Lugnuts 3. The pitch. Check swing, just a little low. One ball, one strike. Max Hewitt, the native Canadian. Hails from Midhurst, Ontario. Pitch is on its way. Outside. So because he's from Midhurst, Ontario, Adam, it's easier, right? It's easier for his family to come here to Midland, Michigan than a lot of his teammates. Martinez sets and throws. Backdoor breaking ball. Strike called. Let's see, from right where we are, it's about 5 hours and 14 minutes, depending on how long it takes you to get through customs. A two-ball, two-strike pitch to Hewitt. Check swing. Breaking ball down and in. On appeal, he did not go. Well, the count is full. Johnny DeLuca is waiting on deck. Midhurst is north of Toronto. and just take 401 all the way to 400. Due east of Collingwood, due south of Midland, Ontario. A 3-2 pitch on its way. Here it takes a breaking ball down. Ball four is on for a third time. Wasn't it yesterday that I was talking about how there are Midlands everywhere?
Ton of Midlands. Couple of Lansings.
Yes. Well, Lansing is part of everyone who came in from New York to Michigan. Johnny DeLuca takes inside ball one. That was something I had to get used to, going to college in New York, and all of the New Yorkers who were, it was advertised to them, hey, Michigan's great, you should move here. And they named the cities in Michigan after the cities that they had come from in New York. Ground ball foul at home plate. Cities like Rochester, Owosso, Auburn, Oakland. Maybe not Oakland. Oakland came from the Bay Area. People had visited there, said, you know, there's a great team here. They bash the baseball. They wear green and gold. Let's name a city in Michigan after them. High fly hit to right. Lawrence Butler's back. He's at the wall. It hits off the top of the wall, and it's gone. And likely his final at-bat of the series, Johnny DeLuca goes oppo for homer number 12. A two-run shot. 6-3 Loons. And that'll bring up Eddie Slanard. Right-hander versus right-hander. Daniel Martinez delivers. Up and inside, ball one. The Lugnuts pitchers had done such a great job of keeping DeLuca in the ballpark for the first five games and seven innings of this series. A 1-0 for Leonard. Swing and a foul tip into Lopez's mitt. Count as a ball and a strike. Adam Jackson with that home run. Put down his headset. Stood up and left the broadcast booth. And Adam, I watched you go in silence, in tribute. 1-1. Ground ball, left side. Shortstop on Angeles backhands. Deep in the hole. One hop throw is late. He got nothing on the throw. Like a changeup over to Soderstrom. Leonard beats out the infield single. I wonder if the grip slipped for Angeles. He played it so casually, he stood there like a statue, and that's where you expect a shortstop to just uncork your very best fastball. And he didn't. He uncorked a David Leal fastball. It works for Leal. Here's Yorbit Vivas. Swings and misses a high heater, ball one. Anyway, Adam left. He departed. He went into the Loons broadcast booth, and he has returned with tea. And that is me laying some tea on you. That's the tea.
What did you think I was doing?
Left and you just put down the headset and marched out. I had my thoughts. There comes the 0-1. That's outside. Off the mitt of catcher Lopez to second base Leonard. Hanson Lopez still pegs it down, but nobody was covering. Angeles had to receive to the left of the base. That's a passed ball.
Had to wait for the teapot to heat up over there. So it seemed like the perfect time to step away for a second.
That is unbelievable timing. Did the official score go wild pitch right there? It's 6-3. Line drive left field. Base hit Vivas. Windmill around third base. Leonard. The throw by Lázaro Armenteros. Up the line to the left. Leonard scores. Up to second base goes Vivas. It's an RBI single. A three RBI day. A three hit game. And he might have just sewed up Midwest League Player of the Week. 7-3 Loons. By the way, the official score did go wild pitch in that one. So that's what moved Leonard into scoring position so he could come in on the Vivas knock. It was 4-3 entering this eighth. It was 3-1 Lugnuts entering the bottom of the seventh. 7-3 Loons right now. Two outs. Daniel Martinez to Jose Ramos. Fastball. Strike called at 91 on the stadium gun.
That, to my mind, they were running on Lázaro Armenteros, replacing Johnny Butler in left field. Austin Chubb did not hesitate, coaching at third. The pitch. Ground ball, left side. Tough play here. Underneath the diving Angeles, it's a base hit to left. Around third base, Vivas. He comes in to score. Throw to second base from Armenteros. RBI single for Ramos. And now it's 8-3.
I don't really understand that from Lázaro. I know the ball wasn't hit extremely well, but I thought he still had an opportunity to try and come home. This game's getting out of hand here in the eighth. Lugnuts have played so well, but Loon's offense has...
Against Joe DeMere's last inning and against Daniel Martinez this inning. Martinez misses outside, ball one to Ryan January. I look to the Lugnuts pen. Edward Barham is warming up. Ball one offering. January takes outside. Two balls, no strikes from Martinez. By the way, I love Kim Contreras listening into this game. Kim Contreras, a wonderful athletics fan who roots for the entire system and knows all these guys and their families. And hearing the PSAs and the commercials in the breaks. January takes ball three, fastball high. And so we have our wonderful Lugnuts co-workers, Adam, who... they've recorded spots for us. I simply said, talk about your job and anybody listening in what they should know. And Kim just put out a tweet promoting Jake Darnell. And hey, if you're planning a small gathering, call up Jake and the phone number. Fastball high, ball four, January walks, 517-827-2582, Jake Darnell. Ryan January down to first base, Jose Ramos to second. Leonel Valera is the ninth batter for the Loons who will come up this frame. I need to record some more. I definitely need to reach out to Bob Hards in Midland and Russ Langer in Las Vegas. I promised Kim that so that they could record some bumpers coming back after Adam did such a good job reaching out to Vince and Ken with the A's and Alex with Stockton. And then the mysterious other unnamed spot is actually Brad Tunney, who's sitting just a couple of feet to our right.
Well, the story there is... Adam was late in doing so, so we needed something to get us through the first couple of weeks before we got the big boys in the A's. And Brad stuck. He did a great job.
Ramos at second, January at first. Lionel Valera waits. Two outs, first pitch. Off speed, down from Martinez.
By the way, Kim, we have been waiting for you. Please come visit us. It's just at Jackson Field.
Here's the 1-0. Inside to Valera. Loons 8, Lugnuts 3. I would love to pay a visit there, especially for the Arizona Fall League or spring training.
Yeah,
I should say and.
They have some good weather down there, don't they?
Yeah. You might enjoy the golfing. The 2-0. Skied by Valera. This should get the Lugnuts out of the frame. Center fielder Beck comes into right center. A one-hand grab. The inning is over. 9 Loons bat. 4 score. I'm not Abraham Lincoln here. There were 4 hits. There were 2 walks. We go to the 9th. And it's 8-3. The Lugnuts are trailing. It's going to be Armenteros, Angeles, and Lopez. And then after them, the top of the order when we return.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over. And that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Cole Dunsing is back to the mound for the Loons, making his third relief appearance of the series. Great Lakes is three outs away from an 8-3. Three runs in the bottom of the seventh and four in the eighth, including a two-run homer by Johnny DeLuca. For the Lugnuts to try to turn things around, Lázaro Armenteros leads things off. Anales on deck, Lopez in the hole. Swing and a miss by Armenteros on a first pitch fastball by Dunsing. The former Angels farmhand, big right-hander. Let's it fly. Armenteros swings and misses the off-speed. No balls and two strikes. He replaces Johnny Butler, who today was 0 for 2. A strikeout reached on an error, drew a walk. The pitch lofted out to left field. Mateo back to his left to run it down. That uppercut stroke of Lázaro Armenteros. And in the end, it was floating for Edwin Mateo. There's one away in the top of the ninth inning. Big time relief, by the way, turned in for the Great Lakes Loons by Antonio Knowles, who went 1 1/3 innings, two strikeouts. The pitch, Aribio Angeles takes a called strike one. Three runs, four hits, one error for the Nuts. Eight runs, 10 hits, and five errors for the Great Lakes Loons. But they're up by five. Anale spanks it up the middle, off of Dunsing, right to the second baseman Hewitt. The throw to first is in time. And there's at number two. What a fortuitous ricochet for Great Lakes.
Goodness, baseball is just so unfair sometimes. That's the second one Anale has pelted back up the middle. And the other one turned into a double play that scored a run with the bases loaded. And that one turns into an out. Tough luck right there for Aribio, who just smacked it.
Was it off the pitcher or off the mound, Adam? Was I wrong? Here's Hanson Lopez, swings and misses, strike one.
I think it went off the mound, okay. And that's why it was the Rays jump there from Hewitt to come up with it. Nice play by the second baseman to get a hold of it.
Two outs, nobody on. Hanson Lopez in his 2022 debut. First game with the Nuts, 0 for 3. Reached on Nara's last time. Ball and a strike. If you're wondering, five errors by Great Lakes. Is this the most errors that they've had in the game this year? The answer is absolutely not. The pitch, Lopez swings and misses. Good slider, strike two. Earlier this year, Great Lakes committed six errors in a game. That against Peoria. Oh, by the way, in that game, they lost. They lost 7-6. That was a series they dropped 5 out of 6. 1-2 for Lopez. He takes strike three, called outside corner. And this ball game is over, and so is the series. The Loons take 4 out of 6 from the Lugnuts. Your final score, the Loons 8 and the Lugnuts 3. Well, the Loons improved to 23-16. The Lugnuts fall to 16-23. Adam, when we look back at the final score and the way that things transpired here today, it feels difficult to remember that going to the bottom of the seventh inning, the Lugnuts had just broken a 1-1 game. This was pitching dominated. It was 3-1 Nuts, and then 7 runs for the Loons in the final two innings.
Yeah, bullpen just wasn't able to come through, and we saw the Loons bats wake up, and the late couple of innings are the ones that doom Lansing, and you just mentioned it. It makes it a little bit tougher to swallow to know that Great Lakes kicked the ball around, had five errors, it contributed to a few different Lugnuts runs, and Lansing had the lead 3-1 heading to the bottom of the seventh. Stevie Emanuels set them up to that point. He was excellent, and the Lugnuts pen just got roughed up.
The home run streak comes to an end today. 12 consecutive games with a home run for the Nuts. 0 today, though they did hit the ball hard. For the Nuts, in the end, 4 hits. A single by Drew Swift, a single by Marty Bikina, a double by Tyler Soderstrom, and a double by Brian Guelbas. Someone else that we should talk about today. After Hogan Harris went 1 2/3 innings, Stevie Emanuels following him to the mound with 4 1/3 scoreless.
Oh, he was excellent. Stevie really had a good performance today. That's the one positive you're going to take out of this and go, wow, Stevie Emanuels, what's to come? Remember how many home games? He has done such a stellar job now. That's 4 straight outings where Emanuels has not allowed a home run, and he's not allowing that hard contact that we saw him susceptible to giving up. it seemed like, in one consistent inning in all of his outings. But, boy, he was tremendous today and put the Lugnuts in a good spot heading to the late innings.
Inning, outing, inning, outing. Well, this sends us to an off day, which is going to be a travel day, and that is the Lugnuts' next trip is to a ballpark that we have never played in before. But these Lugnuts, members of the athletics organization who've been there for a little bit, they remember what it was like playing in Beloit, Wisconsin. It's just a brand new facility that now the former Beloit Snappers, now the Beloit Sky Carp play in, and they will be the hosts for a six-game set starting Tuesday.
Yeah, and it's an opportunity the Lugnuts need to take advantage of because the Sky Carp are sitting at the bottom of the standings, 12-26 coming into the games today. So hopefully the Nuts can go out there, win a series, feel good about themselves before they come back home after a 12-game swing on the road.
All right. For Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. That's the road trip upcoming, and then the next home game for Lansing, May 31st, opening up a six-game series against the Minnesota Twins-affiliated Cedar Rapids Colonels. Once more, your final score. It was the Loons 8, the Lugnuts 3. Thank you so much for keeping us company. Here's wishing you a terrific rest of your weekend. This has been Lugnuts Baseball.